This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply. supply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to you high school football fans. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Anna. It's 5-0 Coldwater, number one ranked in the state in Division 6 versus the 3-2 Anna Rockets. Beautiful Friday night for high school football, Chuck.
Yeah,
the sun,
finally.
Sun glistening down on the field here at Booster Field in Anna. No chance of rain. Blue sky overhead. Wind won't be a factor. It could be. I say could be a fantastic game if Anna spruces up its play from a week ago.
Yeah.
The Rockets misread keys, blew assignments, didn't live up to the game plan, and were thumped by New Bremen badly, a team that 2 weeks ago, Coldwater beat 28-14.
All right.
Cavaliers have had a couple close calls the last 2 weeks, despite the 5-0 mark. Did beat New Bremen, pulled away second half. 21-14 win over Delta St. John's a week ago, trailed 14-0
wow.
in the third quarter.
Wow.
If that's not reason enough to be ready for Anna tonight, how about this? Rockets have won two of the last three meetings between the two clubs. In 2019, we were here when Anna clobbered Coldwater. Cavaliers returned the favor last week at Coldwater.
Right. And they were number one 2 years ago,
yep.
and now they're number one again. So, you know, maybe lightning can strike twice for the Rockets.
As state champs 2 years ago, Anna state champs last year, Coldwater, both in D6. Each club beat New Middletown Springfield in the state championship contest. Contrasting styles tonight. Anna wants to run the football, milk the clock, generate first downs, and keep Coldwater's passing game and fleet receivers off the field. Meanwhile, when the Cavaliers get it, explosive plays are usually the theme of the night. The Cavaliers have two receivers averaging over 20 yards per catch.
Wow.
That's unbelievable in D6 high school football.
That's unbelievable in college football. I mean, that over 20 yards a catch, that's amazing. And, you know, so that means that two things Anna's going to have to do. They're going to have to put pressure on the quarterback if they can. And, boy, are they going to have to play, you know, tight man-to-man defense to try to keep them from catching the ball. I know they run a lot of slants. They do a lot of hitch and goes, and it's going to be a lot of pressure on the cornerbacks tonight.
In just five contests, this Coldwater quarterback, Reese Dellinger, has tossed the football for nearly 1,000 yards already. 59 completed passes, an average of 16 yards per throw. and 7-year head coach Nick Marino for Anna said to me this week, we've got to slow down Dellinger, keep him and those speedy guys that he throws to off the field.
Right.
Our O-line and running back Justin Richards need to lead the way so we can grind out some big first downs.
Well, I think, and the key to the game is Richards, my goodness.
Yep.
He was a man among boys last week for Anna against New Bremen, but unfortunately, he was kind of all they had last week. But he single-handed, he ran 2 kickoffs, he ran the ball, he had a couple of scores. He was the offense for Anna last week.
As I mentioned, Coldwater, a landslide number 1 in Ohio in this week's Division 6 AP poll. The Cavaliers also first in the Southwest region of Division 6. Anna hanging in 6th in this region of D6 with a mark of 3-2. It's not an extremely strong region. If Anna would finish 6-4, maybe a home game, 7-3 would probably lock up a spot in the top 8, and the Rockets would be at home in week 1 in the playoffs. They'd host.
Yeah, I mean, and hosting a game in the playoffs is huge because you have no idea where you're going to go. There's so much diversity in these regions that it might not be too close to home if you have to go on a trip.
Yeah, exactly. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For the Anna Rockets tonight, the key building components are run the football and run it some more, run it all night long, and try to be successful at it and keep Coldwater off the field. The key building component for Coldwater, explosive plays, primarily through the air, take advantage of that team quickness. Remember, the finest building components from the Francis Schulte Company can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Well, needless to say, Anna head coach Nick Marino not pleased with his club's performance last week against the New Bremen Cardinals. It was below expectations. We've got to improve this week, play a lot better against Coldwater. We've put that New Bremen game behind us in the past.
Below our standards, and we don't expect to play like that, especially in a big game. So we're on to Coldwater. Everything this week's been focused on Coldwater. What do we have to fix? That's what we looked at all week. Our communication's got to be better. We got to have better leadership on the field. The kids have been doing that thus far this week, so we want to see if we can do that and carry that over for the game against Coldwater.
And because New Bremen runs the ball so well, because the quarterback runs the ball so well, that put a lot of pressure on your linebacker play.
Yeah, it did. You got to be disciplined with what they did against us, and right. we had to do a better job. I mean, point blank, you got to play better than we did on Friday in a game like that to be competitive and win a game like that.
Boy, Justin Richards was good. Tough young man to bring down. He's kind of a jack of all trades for you. He can catch it. He can run. He breaks tackles. His second effort is excellent. I was really impressed by his game against New Bremen.
Yeah, he ran the ball well for us. Got to continue to do that against Coldwater. I think that, and he catches the ball well out of the backfield, as everybody knows. So got to do that, and he's going to be big for us defensively, too. We'll have a matchup with the number 21, their leading wide receiver right now.
You wound up throwing the football nearly 40 times, I think, against New Bremen, and that's not what Anna wants to do in winning football.
Yeah, typically not. And we were down in a game, when you're down, you got to come back and the clock's working against you. It kind of got us off our typical game plan, and we got to get back to that, and that hopefully won't be the game plan this week.
Take a close look at your club against New Bremen. Who played well? Highlight some players who shined in that contest. I know it was not all doom and gloom, but who played according to expectation?
I thought we had some defensive linemen play pretty well. Hulskamp came in there. Hayden Hulskamp played one of his better games.
Okay.
Seeing him starting to use his hands.
Okay.
And looking at Grant Albers up front, I thought played pretty well for us. He's been a staple in the middle for us. So a few of those guys, I mean, thought in the second half we saw our linebackers start to play a little bit better. We weren't great, but we played a little bit better. And, overall, looking at that, you can say maybe Zach Ambus still caught the ball pretty well, had a couple big catches there. Those were the positives, but there weren't a whole lot of positives for when you get beat like that. There's not a whole lot of rose-colored glasses looking at that game.
Right, right. Nick Marino, head coach of Anna, before tonight's game between the Anna Rockets and the Coldwater Cavaliers, who beat New Bremen 2 weeks ago by a score of 28-14, a game that was a lot closer than that. In fact, it was a 13-7 contest in the third quarter when New Bremen didn't tackle on defense, and Coldwater was able to complete a long forward pass that should have been batted down at minimum. The receiver should have been nailed after he caught the ball. That broke that game wide open. So New Bremen, in many respects, just about every bit as good as Coldwater. Coldwater's a fine club.
Yeah.
They'll throw it a little more than New Bremen.
Yeah, Coldwater's going to be more in the air. Now, they still run the football, but they're definitely, a lot of their big plays are coming through the air, so we got to make sure we contain their top three receivers. You know, we're looking at 5, 21, and 88 are the three guys that get the football. They want to get their athletes in space, and we got to tackle well in space and cap off those routes as well pretty well.
Okay, you're talking about Schwederman, 21, Blasting Game, 5, and Meyer, 88. Mm-hmm. Those young men can really fly and will put pressure on your secondary for sure. You've been fortunate. Last three meetings against Coldwater, Anna Rockets have taken the Cavaliers 2 of the 3. What's the secret?
I think our kids have started not to be afraid of them as much. I think come out and we play. We've played well against them several times. They got us last year, but the 2 years prior to that, we played pretty well. And it's going to come down to making tough plays when you need to. You know, we played them close, and I remember in 17, we should have won the game in 17. We were up 2 touchdowns in that game and lost it. And the reverse of that in 18, you know, we probably weren't quite as good as them, but we came out and we fought and we grinded, and the kids fought and made the plays we needed to at the end.
One thing for sure, you've got to get off to a better start, and you can't afford missed tackles. Technique's got to be much better. Can't allow the running game to get free like it did against New Bremen.
Yeah, absolutely. We can't let that happen. We've got to make sure we're disciplined for the reverses and the counter type plays that they're going to. We know they're going to run that. We didn't play them well last week, so we're going to get that kind of stuff tonight. And then obviously they're going to. We got to be locked in for the pass game because that's what they're getting their explosive plays off of.
How do you prepare for Coldwater, because it's a unique opponent, perhaps unlike any other club on the gridiron in the Midwest Athletic Conference?
I mean, you got to come out, and it's the preparation is always pretty similar in terms of now looking at what plays do they run well. I mean, we know they're going to put it in the air, they're going to run their trick plays, they're going to do all that kind of stuff, and we got to stay locked in and disciplined. It's a game where the quarterback's going to scramble around, try to beat you deep too. They're always, you know, they've always been really good at their scramble situations. We got to play those well.
Defensively, Coldwater tendencies, is it an odd front along the defensive line or even?
They bring a little bit of pressure, not a ton, but when they're in the 3-down look, they'll pressure you a little bit more. They do a 3-down and a 4-down look.
Okay.
So we'll get both of those looks. We'll get a little 1 high and 2 high safety. So we'll see which one they, you know, if they think you're going to run the ball more, I think they're going to be more 1 high. If they think you're going to pass a little bit more, it'll be 2 high. So I think we'll get a mixture of both. I think they'll mix in both looks for us, as well as I think we'll get a little bit of the 3-man and the 4-man front.
Hey, you've got to control the ball on the ground and keep Coldwater's potent offense on the sideline.
Yeah, we got to run the ball well. I mean, we got to be physical up front. We've been challenging our offensive line this week. They got to be the more physical group this week.
Anna Rockets head coach Nick Marino. Rockets have beaten Indian Lake 24-21 on a last-second field goal by Ambus. Lost at Brookville 28-22. Down Parkway on the road 48-17. Defeated Fort Recovery 28-0 in a shutout here 2 weeks ago. Lost last week to New Bremen 48-13 in a game we covered right here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. This region of D6, as I noted, is not real strong. You've got Coldwater leading the way, Mechanicsburg right behind Coldwater, and then I think it's up for grabs thereafter. Arcanum, Allen East, Gamble, Montessori, and Anna are 3 through 6. So if anybody gets hot, that third spot, the fourth spot, fifth spot, wide open, Chuck, in this region of D6.
Right. I mean, it's going to be a good race, and you're right. Mechanicsburg and Coldwater kind of heads above the rest of them, but it's going to be a battle, and you really want to play a home game. You'd love to be in the top four, so you get two, but
right.
I don't think Anna can hope for that, but they would like to have at least one home game.
Coldwater Cavaliers, led by 12-year head coach Chip Otten, 5-0 on the campaign, as we noted. Opened up by clobbering Kenton. Recent victories were over Delta St. John's and New Bremen. Like Anna, a victory for Coldwater over Fort Recovery. Week two, this club from Coldwater, D6, traveled down to Cincinnati and took on Division I Cincinnati Oak Hills from the Greater Miami Conference, and topped Oak Hills in that second week after clobbering Kenton in week number one. Coach Otten.
Yeah, got off to a good start. Kenton is extremely young. They have a freshman quarterback, and they're kind of restarting with a new head coach. And so they like I said, they started a bunch of young guys, and you know, we got quite a few seniors and juniors playing, so felt good about that. The Oak Hills was, man, it was a night. We got home at 3 a.m., and so 3-hour drive with delay, and it was a hard-fought game. We knew going in, you know, that this, you know, when you're Division VI and you play D1 schools, it's, you know, they're playing all two platoon, and yep. And our guys got tired. It was really humid out, and fortunately our defense just hung on and hung tough and pulled out a win there.
Yeah, kudos for knocking off Oak Hills 14-6. Then the Midwest Athletic Conference, a pretty easy win over Fort Recovery, 28-14 over New Bremen. That was a ball game in the third quarter at 13-7, and then you threw the big long pass for the score.
Yeah, that was a good test. They're a good team. Their quarterback is really good. He's like our Miles Blasting game last year.
Right.
You know, he can really run and throws well enough to be dangerous. And like you said, it was 13, you know, we were up 13-0 at half, 13-7 in the third, and then we made Jesse Meyer made a really, really good catch and kind of split their two defenders. And,
yeah, yeah.
And then we scored another one. So but that was a heck of a ball game.
And so was the contest with Delta St. John's last week. You win by 7.
For sure. We turned the ball over a couple times the first half on good drives. We only had the ball, I think, 3 drives the first half, but we had long drives. And then the first drive, I think we threw an interception, and then we fumbled into the end zone, literally on the, as he was going to score, he threw it. I just kind of flipped out of his hands.
Tough break.
And it was frustrating. We were down 14-0 in the third, and then we kind of got some mojo going and made some plays and stopped them, and wow. you know ended up 21. They were on the 5-yard line on fourth down on the last play, the second last play of the game. So if they score that, I don't know, they might have went for 2. And so
never know.
It was another good game. Coach Schulte does a really good job of getting his guys to play and play hard, and it was a good game.
Yeah, he sure does a fine job. Chip Otten, our guest, 12-year head coach at Coldwater, before tonight's game between the Cavaliers and Anna. Your personnel offensively highlight several key skill players about whom we'll be talking during play-by-play tonight.
Yeah, fortunately we have some good veteran guys coming back. Jesse Meyer was a wideout last year. He's really more of a tight end wing kind of guy. 6'4", 215, and he's playing well. Tyler Schwederman has our most receptions. He's at 6'3", 190 pounds. He's also played safety. He's the state 300 hurdle champ from last year, so he can run. And then Marcel Blastingame, Miles's brother, is our Zach McKibben from last year, our kind of quick fast. I think he had 2 of our 3 touchdowns last week, and threw a reverse pass for a long gainer. So those are and then Reese Dellinger is our quarterback, first year starter, and doing a good job. And then we have two good backs. Isaac Fullenkamp was out the whole year last year with a knee injury, and he's come back along with Luke Sudoff, who was the sophomore last year, who came in. We had two fullbacks got hurt last year, season ending. So Luke came in and did a good job. So those two are tandem that running back spot.
Anna was a state champ in D6 in 2019. You won it all just 1 year ago. What does that mean to the program? Obviously, those graduating seniors from that 2020 team set the bar high for this 2021 club.
Yeah, they have. And as you know, in our league, everybody, I think 9 out of the 10 teams in the league have at least one state title. So Anna kicked our butt over there 2 years ago with a really, really, really good football team. And then they graduated almost all of those guys. So last year they were a younger team, but the expectations in our league is for all the teams. Like, you know, they want to get into those playoffs and make a good run at it. And fortunately, last year we didn't really get affected by the COVID too much. We kind of slid under the radar and good senior leadership and won that state finals game on the last play of the game, the last play of the whole season of high school football on a Sunday night at 8 o'clock at night with a field goal to win it.
You don't dare look at common scores. New Bremen clobbered Anna. You handled New Bremen, so that means you're about a 6 or 7 touchdown favorite going into this game tonight, but that's the last thing you want your players to think about.
Well, hopefully we learned our lesson last week.
Right.
New Bremen, Delphus really played New Bremen the first half really well. New Bremen made a couple really nice catches at the end of the half. I mean, in the second half, they did a good job, but if our kids didn't learn anything last week, it's just what you said. They better have learned that you don't take it for granted that you're going to go in there. We got to have to go to Anna, and they have a nice big running back similar to Delphus running back, a big strong 205-pound guy with a big O-line that my guess would they'll try to slow the game down and bully ball us a little bit because we're not a big physical looking team.
Coldwater Cavaliers, more of a finesse club. Anna, a little bulkier on the offensive and defensive lines. Rockets need to somehow take advantage of that in this game tonight and earn first downs and milk the clock.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's how you keep a good offense down, is by keeping the offense over here next to us on the Coldwater side of the field. And Richards and the offensive line are the absolute key for Anna to be able to stay in this game tonight.
And Chuck, it's kind of unbelievable that the Midwest Athletic Conference has produced 9 teams which have won state championships in Ohio high school football. Now, Versailles hasn't done it since the Tigers entered the MAC, but
right.
We're going to count the 6 in the Three Rivers Conference over the 38-year career of Al Hetrick in this group. So you got Versailles, and recently Anna, Fort Recovery, and Minster won state championships,
right,
to go along with the rest of the group that we talk about so often, including Marion Local and Coldwater and St. Henry. It's just amazing when I go around the state and talk to people about the fact that we cover high school sports in West Central Ohio, including the Midwest Athletic Conference. The comments are, "Oh, that's the Big Ten of Ohio high school
Absolutely.
Football."
and I think I remember this a few years ago. Didn't 3 teams from the MAC
yes.
win 3 different divisions?
Oh yeah,
that is absolutely amazing.
We're about 10 minutes or so away from the kickoff of tonight's game here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. It is number 1 in the state, Division 6 Coldwater, 5-0 on the year against 3-2 Anna. Our anchor underwriting sponsors are American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number 1 insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. GoffneFena. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Locale got us started. helped us get off the ground here on scoresbroadcast.com back in 2006. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. Secure Com and Minster. S-E-C-U-R Com. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. A couple of new underwriting sponsors since last spring include Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. That's Lisa Marino, wife of Anna football head coach Nick Marino. Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna, a new underwriting sponsor. We thank Victor so much. And the Family Resource Center, administrative offices in Findlay, an office serving you in Sydney and Shelby County, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. The Family Resource Center. Also, thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, John Hemp Imagery of Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Reese Meyering and Company CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282 to get connected to your veterans benefits. Also, thanks to these Rushi sponsors, one of whom we've talked about already, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, plus the Superior Aluminum Company and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It's the gem of Rushi. And in addition, thanks to Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Pinnacle brings you our upcoming kickoff to start this game. Kick off your sports therapy with Pinnacle. Pinnacle Sports Therapy keeps you moving forward on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years' experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-tangemanfh.com. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMBR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
And this is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at a noisy Booster Field at Anna High School. Seconds away from the kickoff, Anna against Coldwater. We're on the visitor side, the Coldwater side of Booster Field, simply because we can face east,
yes,
away from the sun, which can make life miserable for us the first hour or so. Our brain is the laptop computer and our equipment, and it's tough to read that laptop when the sun is in our eyes and bothering us. So we opt for the west side of the field here at Anna early in the season to stay away from the sunshine.
We get the train. We're closer to the train on this side. And we are absolutely closer to the field on this side than you are on the home side.
Yeah. Well, Coldwater won the toss, deferred. Anna receives to start the game. Rockets will be moving from north to south here at Booster Field. The gridiron does run north-south. Stands are on the east and west side. No breeze tonight. Wind not a factor. Blue skies overhead. No chance of rain. Temperature in the upper 60s. Should be a fantastic evening. Here's the kickoff return by Justin Richards from the 7-4 Anna. He sprints wide. He's beyond the numbers on the far side of the field. Gets to the sideline. Strides to the 30. Stays on his feet. Bounced out of bounds eventually at about the 36 or 37. And I tell you what, that was Ambus on the return.
Yep.
Coldwater did a smart thing, Chuck. Kicked it away from Justin Richards.
Well, they did kick it away from him, but you're not getting any bargain with Zach Ambus.
Nope. Carter Siegel, the quarterback for Anna. Justin Richards in the offensive backfield with Hunter Schmidt. Wide receivers, Zach Ambus, Colton Carey, Mason Carey. Here is a deep handoff, offensive backfield to Richards. He tries to go wide. It's smelled out by Coldwater. A gang tackle back at the 31-yard line. Well done by a host of white jerseys and orange helmets. Coldwater's colors, orange and black, and a green and white. Rockets in the home, green jerseys, white headgear with the green stripe. And Coldwater's in that colorful road, white shirt, orange numerals outlined in black, or I should say black outlined in orange, orange headgear, orange pants with the white and black stripe.
Good looking uniforms. I like Anna's too.
A sea of green and white across the way in the east stands facing west, down below us here on the west side facing east. The Coldwater crowd adorned in orange and black.
Good crowd for Coldwater. They pretty much filled this side.
Everybody arrived late after having barbecues.
And boy, am I hungry.
And I tell you what, after the run by Richards, which resulted in a loss of five, the teams came up to the line of scrimmage, and the back judge threw a flag way back.
I was going to say, there's a flag at midfield. Well, right. I don't know what he saw, but it almost has to be an illegal substitution.
This could get waved off. Ball being moved from the 31 to the 36. So Anna's going to benefit 5 yards. No.
Well, 10 yards because they took away the loss.
Oh, ball stepped off from the original line of scrimmage of the Richards run, and it's a 15-yard step off against Coldwater. We start the game with a mystery call.
Well, I don't know what two hands on the head is. I know for me it's a headache. But I'm not sure what the call was, but it was 15 yards and a big play for Anna.
Offensive line for the Rockets, Landon Cantrell over the ball at center. And Cantrell snaps it back on the play. Running effort. Anna stuffed by Coldwater at the 49 of the Rockets. Previous line of scrimmage, the Coldwater 49. It's a negative two. So Anna's run two plays, minus five, minus two, but helped by the
What is the mystery call? Yeah.
Yes, the mystery penalty against the Cavaliers. Forward progress to 50. Play goes for a negative one. Second down, 11, Anna. Man in motion across the formation. In the spread is Siegel. Here's a quick look into the receiver. It's bobbled, pops up in the air, held on to. Nice play by the Rockets. No, it hit the ground eventually at the 42 or 43-yard line. That was Colton Carey. He had a shot at it. Had he initially tucked it away cleanly, I think he would have survived the contact.
And it was close because once he boxed it up in the air, it easily could have been picked off. There was two defenders around him.
Third and 11 for Anna. Line of scrimmage right at the 50. Short drop to Siegel. Here comes pressure from Coldwater. Siegel's got a lane down the far side of the field. Look at him take off, dashing to the 45 of Coldwater, and he leaps out of bounds at the Cavaliers 41. Is this four down territory for Anna or no? It's going to be fourth and at least a couple for a first down.
I think normally you think about this and you go for it. But they've had no success running the ball. That was a broken play, pass play that he ran. You're looking for Richards here, and you need somebody to open up a hole for a couple of yards.
And Trell at center, Grant Albers, and Thane Hamilton, the guards. And that's where Anna elects to run over right guard. Nothing doing. The ball carrier Richards bottled up. Nowhere to go. Fine play by the Cavaliers defense as the ball carrier is throttled for no gain. And the Cavaliers have it first and 10 at the 40.
Boy, he got the ball, got to the line of scrimmage, and there was absolutely no movement by the offensive line that time.
Nope. Defensive end Aaron Fortkamp led the charge for the Coldwater D. And the Cavaliers take over at their own 41. First down, 10 yards to go. Quarterback is Reese Dellinger, wears 13 on his back. He's got trips to the left. They are big, fast, wide receivers. And Dellinger opens up with a long bomb down the right side of the field. Over the shoulder, catch at the 20. And a run after catch is good for a touchdown. How about that?
That was blasting game, and I'll tell you what, that was a perfect throw. He caught it in stride.
The slot receivers for this club are the very dangerous Jesse Meyer and Marcel Blassingame. That was Blassingame, as Chuck noted, wears numeral 5 on his back, and he beat the coverage by 5 yards down the right side. Beautifully thrown by Reese Dellinger of the Coldwater Cavaliers, and we highlighted this Coldwater high-powered passing game offense in the pregame, and what do we see first play? 50 yards, or I should say 60. Nearly 60 yards, and a score right off the bat.
Well, you could not have taken the ball down there and dropped it in his hands any better. That ball was 40 yards in the air.
Justin Kalp on to try the extra point for Coldwater, and we've got a whistle and a flag before the snap from center. We may do it again.
Yeah, offsides on Anna. That dead ball.
Looked like the kick was good, but it's a pre-snap foul. So we do it over again. 10:16 to go first quarter. Coldwater is ready. I talked about that in the pregame, Chuck. Two pretty close calls for the Cavaliers the last 2 weeks. Anna has beaten Coldwater two of the last 3 years. And this Coldwater club is charged up tonight. Here's the PAT try by Kalp, and it is a beauty. He hits two in a row. First one was nullified by the pre-snap penalty. We played less than 2 minutes. Coldwater 7 and a nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Best slot receiver, Jesse Meyer, 88 on his back. He prepares to kick off for Coldwater for the second time already tonight in less than 2 minutes. What a start for the Cavaliers. Not the beginning that the Rockets were looking forward to. Anna's got to stay in this game for a half and then make it interesting in the second half and switch that pressure from the Rocket shoulders to the Cavaliers shoulders. Coldwater right out of the gate says, we're not going to have any part of that.
And that kick landed 5 yards in the end zone.
Special teams, always a strength of Coldwater, no different this year at all. That Coldwater offensive group, led by some super receivers, including Marcel Blassingame, who caught the touchdown for 60. Jesse Meyer, who kicked off. Isaac Fullenkamp, very speedy running back. Tanner Mullenkamp, a wideout. Tyler Schwederman, a wideout. Also extremely speedy on the outside. Anna's got the ball for the second time tonight. In the offensive backfield, dot in the eye is Richards. Uh-oh, Richards puts it on the ground. Loose ball, a green jersey plops on it. Back at the 14, it goes for a minus six. And Anna's start tonight, Chuck, no better than it was a week ago against New Bremen.
No, this is exactly what they didn't need. They've run 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 running plays, and four of them were negative. One was no gain.
Head coach Chip Botten of Coldwater's got his club really fired up. Here's Siegel looking to throw. Hits a man, middle of the field, a quick post at the 24, but he cannot hang on.
That was Ambison. You're not going to see that very often. I think the ball got to his hands, and you saw his head look up to see where he could run with it. He got to catch it first.
Wow, that play would have gone for a dozen yards anyway.
Oh, easy. Yeah.
Siegel put it on the numbers. Just a flat-out drop by Ambus. And it's third down, 14 yards to go for Anna. You can bet Coldwater's defense will be blitzing. You might see Isaac Fullenkamp and Jesse Meyer at the linebacker post coming hard at the quarterback. They do. Siegel delivers fast. No good in the left flat. The ball was in the back of an intended receiver, and Coldwater puts the whammy on Anna again, stops him cold.
Well, they tried to run a screen pass, and boy, there was five defenders around that play that time. Didn't have a chance.
And guess what? Anna's got a deal with Marcel Blassingame. Yeah. On the punt return, he's back at the Anna 44 to catch the boot. Zach Ambus is down around his own 1 or 2 yard line to take the snap. It's a low line drive kick, directional boot. It's away from Blassingame, rolling to a halt at the 49 of Anna. That's where Coldwater starts. Great field position.
Yeah, I mean, that was another outstanding defensive series. And I think that last week, that Delphi St. John's game, I think they may have discussed the start of the game for the Cavaliers.
Yeah, Coldwater had a few snafus in the first half of that game a week ago. Fell behind 14-0 to Delphi St. John's. Rallied to win 21-14 to keep the undefeated season alive. Here's the quarterback, Reese Dellinger, fakes in the offensive backfield, and he's got room to roam outside right in. Look at him go. No one from Anna in his path. He dances to the 40, inside the 35, toppled at the 32. 17-yard gallop by the quarterback. Dellinger not necessarily known to be an outstanding runner, but at 6'1", 184, he's got the size
right
to be tough to bring down.
Well, and that was a called quarterback run that time. They faked the ball on the jet sweep, and nobody was out there for the Rockets.
Nicely executed by the Coldwater O. Oh, here is a misdirection in the offensive backfield. A sweep to the left by Coldwater. It's wide open. 25-15. It's Marcel Blassingame. No, my mistake. It's Tyler Schwederman. Schwederman, a wideout on the right, came back behind the line of scrimmage on the reverse and took the handoff and wheeled his way down inside the 10, lurching eventually to the 5. Wow.
He turned the corner, and his eyes had to get huge because there was no defenders out there, and there was about 5 blockers for him.
Yep, several white jerseys in front and nothing in green except grass in his path. Handoff, offensive backfield, bowling his way right up the middle, carving out the final 5 yards for a touchdown. The running back, Isaac Fullenkamp, barrels in to make it a 13-0 count in favor of Coldwater.
Wow. That is just absolutely the start that the Rockets did not want.
Nope, and a recipe for success for Coldwater here tonight. A 13-0 beginning in the first 3.5 minutes. And Kalp is on for his second PAT. And it looks like, at least so far, Chuck, Anna's doldrums from a week ago have carried over.
Well, they're playing another outstanding football team, but they just don't look good offensively, and they certainly haven't looked good defensively tonight so far.
Kalp's extra point try is perfect. Right down the middle, Main Street. 14-0 Coldwater. 8:33 left, first quarter. Hunt Scores, broadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And so many thanks to our radio station sponsors on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, Emerson Wagner Realty, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, TC Sports and Design, Sydney Tire, and Best One Tire. Jesse Myers' kickoff is a blast. It's a boomer. It landed beyond the end zone on a fly.
Yeah, it was about eight. The first one was 5 yards deep in the end zone. That was at least 8.
Wow.
Pretty nice leg, and boy, I tell you, what a weapon for field goal kicking.
Yeah, the kicking game has excelled already for Coldwater tonight. Anna has it first and 10 at the Rockets 20. And, Chuck, when you can kick off through the end zone at the high school level, you put a hurting on the other team's offense. They've got to manufacture 80 yards without making a mistake along the way.
Right. Well, last week, Anna's best offense was Richards returning a couple of kickoffs.
Yes, and that's been nullified tonight. For certain. Carter Siegel, the quarterback. Hand off Hunter Schmidt. Bulldozes outside left tackle. Stays afloat and ramrods his way from the 20 to the 26. Second down 4 for Anna. 8:18 to go here in the first quarter on the U.S. Bank scoreboard. 14-0 Coldwater over Anna.
Number 28, Jack Burr.
Rockets offensive line includes Landon Cantrell at center, Grant Albers, Thane Hamilton, the guards, Lane Howell, Landon Howell, the tackles. Here's Coldwater running outside right tackle. It is Carter Siegel, kept it, and he toted the ball to the 31, enough for a first down.
Well, they took the big punch from Coldwater the first two possessions, and now it's time for them to wake up. They go down here and score. It's a one-possession game.
Right. Tanner Mullenkamp of Coldwater on the hit of Siegel, who fakes the inside handoff and keeps, and he makes a sprint to the right sideline, scampering into the Coldwater bench, and he's clocked out of bounds, shy of the 40. Ball marked for play at the 38. He romped for 7. Second down 3. Little unusual, 2 carries in a row by Siegel.
Yeah, and both of them designed plays. They faked the ball to the other side, and he bootlegged to the near side.
7.5 to go in the first quarter, 14-0 Coldwater. Here's Anna, deep handoff, offensive backfield, nothing doing. Wow. That was smelled out beautifully. Was that Brandon Axe?
Yes.
Brandon Axe, flanker to the right, came around in motion in the offensive backfield and tried to swerve all the way across field. Coldwater's so quick, it's tough to run wide.
Well, yeah. I mean, the last two plays where they gained Anna gain yardage, it was a misdirection with the quarterback, and that time there was no running.
3rd and 8, Anna, new line of scrimmage, Rockets 33. Siegel to throw. Here comes pressure. Siegel runs right up the gut. He's got a little opening, a sliver. He dashes through it. Look at him go. Gallops to the far side. Siegel to the 45, the 50, and he's finally pulled down from behind at the Coldwater 46 or 7. The Rockets' best weapon so far, the scampering of quarterback Carter Siegel.
Yeah, well, he's run the ball for 10, for 7, and for 19.
6:50 left, opening period. Coldwater 14, Anna nothing. Rockets across the 50 for the second time in this game. First down, 10 yards to go. Coldwater, four down defensive linemen, four linebackers. Siegel, play action, fires wide in the right flat. Ball thrown out here for Hunter Schmidt. No good. Ball bounced to him. Second down, 10, Anna.
That's a tough throw to try to hit your running back coming out there on that little sweep.
Yeah, he's virtually running parallel to the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
The throw has got to be spot on, right on the button.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what.
Here's Siegel, fakes the inside handoff. Here's a quick hitch down the middle. Yes, fine reception. Well done. Colton Carey caught it at the 38, and he was upended at the 33. Like the play call, it looked like a run. It was a fake on the inside by the quarterback, Carter Siegel, then a bullet down the middle. First and 10, Anna at the Coldwater 33. 6:30 left to go, first quarter. 14-0 Coldwater. Here's Justin Richards trying to plow outside left tackle. Good penetration by the Cavaliers, who dump him behind the line at the 36. Richards is a marked man. The Cavaliers are spying on him for sure. Defensive end Andrew Hicks collared Richards, had help from Evan Holman. And it's second down and 13 for Anna at the Coldwater 36-yard line, half the first quarter in the books. Two receivers wide side. Expect Anna to throw here. Man in motion right is Richards. Flat pass to Richards. Three Cavaliers waiting on him. Wow. They are spying all over Justin Richards. He is wrapped up and decked back at the 40-yard line. Outstanding pursuit on the play by the Coldwater Cavaliers. Well done by Aaron Fortkamp. He tracked Richards into the flat. Justin Richards is under a microscope. This yep. Coldwater defense is spying on him every single step of the way.
Well, I think that's a setup play because they put him in motion and threw it. There's going to be a fake off of that before the game's over.
Third and 15 for Anna at the Coldwater 37. Short drop by Siegel in the pocket. Rifles one over the middle, batted down. Aaron Fortkamp got a mitt up there and swatted that ball to the turf. Beautifully done by him. Evan Holman was in the middle of that pass defense as well. Siegel had three interceptions last week, Chuck, off tip balls.
Yeah, I know.
So Anna's got to punt the football away. Line of scrimmage, the 38 of Coldwater. Cavaliers are sending Blassing Game back in short range. He's at the 20. Coldwater making sure there's no fake. Kick to Blassing Game, hauls it in stride at the 9, wriggles up to about the 12. He's rolled down right there.
Well, I'll tell you what, Richards made a nice tackle because if he would have got by Richards, I think we'd still watch him run down the sideline.
Punt by Zach Ambus of Anna.
Nice punt.
Yes, well done. Good coverage. As Chuck noted, that first contact secured the tackle. That was key. First and 10 Cavaliers. Line of scrimmage about their own, what is that, Chuck?
I think it's 13? About the 13.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 13, 14.
Reese Dellinger gives it off to the ball carrier. Gaping hole outside left tackle. And he breaks one tackle, hangs on, breaks another. And he bolts all the way to the 30, 34-yard line.
Here comes the train.
Outstanding run by Fullenkamp of Coldwater as a CSX flies through Booster Field. Sounds like it's running right down the middle of the gridiron.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's only about maybe 30 yards behind us.
First and 10, Coldwater. Here's a mix-up in the offensive backfield. It's coughed up by the Cavaliers, and a green jersey's got it. Fumble recovery by Anna. Missed handoff by Coldwater, a mistake. Rockets take over at the Coldwater 31. Maybe that's the break Anna needed to get on the scoreboard and make this game more interesting. 4:29 to go in the first quarter. Coldwater 14, Anna nothing on the U.S. Bank scoreboard. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, including Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Victorious Health and Wellness, thank you so much. The Family Resource Center, administrative office in Findlay, an office to serve you in Sydney and Shelby County. FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. The Family Resource Center and Victorious Health and Wellness. Anna's Justin Richards tries to stride up the middle, gains a couple, then meets resistance at the 28. Down he goes. Gain of 2.5 on the play, second down, and a little more than 7. And would you believe 2 CSX trains in a row come barreling through?
That's the same one. It's just huge, long.
100 cars in length.
Glad I'm not sitting at a crossing up the street.
4 minutes left, opening period. Anna down 14 points. Second down 8 at the Coldwater 29. Siegel, wide open receiver, middle of the field. Got it at the 17. And he reels his way with an open field in front to the 10, the 5. Did he get to the 5? Not sure. Fine reception. Zach Ambus uncovered by Coldwater, which was looking for Justin Richards coming out of the offensive backfield. There may have been a late flag.
Yeah, there's a flag, and I think it's going to be on Coldwater.
Ambus, after he snared it, good dash after catch, zipping down to about the 5 or 6. 3:50 left here in the opening quarter of play. Line of scrimmage for Anna, marked in the vicinity.
About the 2.5 because he was tackled at the 5, had the half the distance to the goal, so they should be about the 2.5 maybe.
Infraction was assessed from the 5 to the 2.5. Dead ball foul at the end of the play. Richards, left tackle, squirming, tries to squirt to the end zone, can't do it. Snuffed out at the 1. Second and goal, Anna. Grant Hewing, inside linebacker for the Coldwater Cavaliers, put the clamps on Richards. Coldwater defense trying to keep Anna out of the end zone. In that game here 2 years ago, Coldwater coughed it up 2 or 3 times in the first half, leading to quick Anna scores. Anna trying to take advantage of a first quarter fumble by Coldwater to cut the deficit in half. Snap to Siegel. Richards again. Right guard, right tackle. And he is hemmed in at the 1. Might have picked up a foot, nothing more. Third down, 2 feet to go. Stubborn Coldwater defense leading the charge. Big Evan Homan. 2:40 left, opening quarter. Anna is inside the 1 yard line of Coldwater. Third and goal. 14-0, Cavaliers lead. Rockets have got to forge a touchdown on one of the next 2 plays. Siegel up under center. Quick count behind the center. Oh, there might have been pre-snap movement by Anna. Rockets tried to go quickly, perhaps too quickly for their own good, and blew the play. Siegel sneaked for the touchdown, but there is no play. Pre-snap penalty. It goes back to the 6.
I like the call. They went up under center, but the backs weren't set yet when they snapped the ball. You got to give that, even if you're going on a quick count, you got to give it a second.
Sometimes haste makes waste down near the goal line, as it did then. So Coldwater catches a break. Coldwater's defense has been stingy down inside the 2 or 3 yard line here. Anna now has a goal to go from back at the 6. Third down. Siegel fakes to Richards. Flat pass. Wide open receiver at the 7. Catches. Waltzes toward the pylon. Got it. Touchdown, Anna. Colton Carey on the snare in the left flat. Good play fake in offensive backfield by Siegel.
Yeah, he drew the linebackers about 2 steps in because he faked the ball to Richards, and he was wide open. That was a nice play. And Schmidt just made the catch and outran him to the corner.
I thought it was Carey. It was indeed Schmidt, Chuck.
I'm sorry, yeah, number 3.
It was 3?
Yep.
Hunter Schmidt on the reception. I thought it was Colton Carey, but it was 3 instead of 7. Extra point try, Ambus. He's been excellent this year on PATs, and he drills another. Anna's on the board. 1:58 to go, first quarter. Coldwater 14, Anna 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
But the Anna Rockets got a break. A fumble recovery took advantage, and the home team is right back in this game, Chuck.
Well, they made them work to get it in there, but yeah, they did a good job of persevering, and they, you know, they get 14-7. They're in the ball game.
Anna kicking off from the 40-yard line from north to south here at Booster Field. It's smacked line drive style. The up back at the 19-yard line's got it for Coldwater, and he's got a lane to the outside. Oh, look at him fly, blitzing down the sideline. 45-50. He's on the loose. 30 of Anna, 25-20, punched out of bounds. My, what a return. Tanner
Muhlenkamp. Yes, sir, boy.
Woo. Tanner Muhlenkamp can fly.
Wow.
He's one of those several I mentioned a few minutes ago for Coldwater who can really pick him up and lay him down. It was Muhlenkamp who stepped in front of Blasingame at about the 19 or 20 and got the kickoff on a bounce, and away he went. He found a lane to the outside and took an avenue by way of the numerals on the far side of the field in front of the Anna bench. And he went untouched some 60 yards or so before finally being touched by a green jersey. It's first and 10, 15-yard line of Anna for Coldwater, and the Cavaliers run it right up the gut, and it's a blast play. Good effort right down the middle of the field by Sudoff as he carved out big yardage, 8-plus, and it's second and 2, Coldwater. Line of scrimmage is where, Chuck, about the 7 of the Rockets?
They're inside the 10. The scoreboard's not right.
Offensive running play, left guard, Coldwater, good blocking, first down to about the 2. Sudoff again. Sudoff crammed himself in there behind the offensive line of the Coldwater Cavaliers. Caleb Stommen, Andrew Hicks, the guards, Evan Holman, Will Fox, the tackles. Josh Kalp at center. They paved the way. Sudoff, 2 bolts right in the middle of the field for the Cavaliers, who set up shop at the 2. Outside left tackle, running effort, easy score. Touchdown for the Coldwater Cavaliers.
This would not be considered a defensive struggle right now.
That was Isaac Fullenkamp, who took it between left guard and tackle. I'm telling you what, Chuck, great kickoff return. Then Coldwater's offensive line simply exploded right off the ball.
You're going to give them a 15-yard field, you're in trouble.
52 seconds to go, first quarter. What a response. Terrific answer by Coldwater. And it's 20-7 in favor of the Cavaliers. Under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Extra point try by Kalp. High snap. Ball spotted well. The boot, but Kalp is plenty high and long, and it's right in the center. Under a minute to go, first quarter. 4 touchdowns in the opening 12 minutes. Count them. 3 for Coldwater, 1 for Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Well, Jesse Meyer, his third kickoff of the night into the end zone. That one caught by Anna 3 yards deep. And the Rockets begin first and 10 from their own 20.
Well, Richards was going to run that out, but in high school you're not allowed to. If the ball goes past the goal line, it's a dead ball.
Right. Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. Well, Anna tried the flat pass last week against New Bremen with spotty luck. It's attempted here, completed in the right flat. Coldwater reacts quickly and limits that to about a 2 or 3 yard gain. Second down, 7. Anna at the Rockets 23. Perhaps the final play of the first quarter. 20 seconds remaining. Trips to the left for the quarterback, Carter Siegel, who sends Justin Richards in motion. Here is a short, safe pass, middle of the field by Anna. Good, complete to the 28.
That was Mason Carey.
Mason Carey, a flanker for the Rockets, hauled it in, and the players head to the sidelines. They look up at the scoreboard clock. Final seconds tick away. When we return to start the second period, it will be 3rd and 1 for Anna at their own 29. 21-7, Coldwater over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. And we're on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. We start play here in the second quarter with a flag on a 3rd and 1 for Anna at the Rockets 29. Fort Loramie 7, Eden nothing. E-D-O-N, Eden. Very good program up in Williams County, Northwest Ohio. A quality D7 program that I think was 4-1 or 5-0 coming into play tonight. Fort Loramie up on the road, 7-0. 9-7, New Bremen over Versailles. Middle of the first half of that game. We'll pass along that Lehman Bethel score when we get it. 23-6, Troy beat Sydney last night. Pre-snap foul against Coldwater is addressed by the officials. 5-yard penalty. 1st and 10, Anna at the Rockets' 34-yard line. Opening seconds of the second quarter. Carter Siegel with a couple receivers flanked out to the right. Fake in the backfield to Schmidt. Siegel's got time in the pocket.
Wow.
Whips a pass over the middle. A leaping stab and a catch. Well done by Colton Carey. Wow. He left his feet, was parallel to the ground for an instant, snatched it, gained 9. 2nd and 1, 42-and-a-half-yard line of Anna.
A great hands that time, boy.
Very good catch by Carey of the Anna Rockets. Justin Richards right up the gut, meets resistance. A helmet or two flies off. And whoops, here comes a high flag sent way up into the air. As Coldwater was still piling on Richards after the whistle. Don't know if that's the call or not. Let's see. Richards ran forward, no gain. What's the foul all about?
Well, I think that the Coldwater player that lost his helmet continued to go into the play, and I think that is, I don't think you're allowed to do that. Yeah, that's a 15-yard penalty.
A good observation, Chuck. Well done. That's going to be unsportsmanlike against Coldwater.
Yeah, once your helmet comes off, if it comes off while you're into the, going into the pile, that's one thing. But he ran for 5 or 6 yards to get in on the play.
Well, Anna benefited from the Coldwater turnover in the first quarter. Rockets try here to benefit from a big penalty. And that gives the Rockets a first down at the Coldwater 43. Two receivers left and right. Ball in the far hash. Quarterback Siegel deals Richards. Oh, he's got a crack in the middle of that offensive front. Wrapped up hard, though, at the 33. Quick spurt by Richards for an even 10. First down. Anna, chains are moved. 32.5 of Coldwater. It is Siegel faking to Richards. Throws offensive backfield. Caught by Ambus. Makes a man miss using interference at the 27. Slips a tackle to the 23. We've got a marker down. Maybe a hold on.
I think it's going to be a hold.
A green jersey, an infraction.
Boy, did they run that play fast. I looked down for a second, looked up, and they were running the play.
Anna's been a high-octane club here tonight trying to catch Coldwater off balance. Here comes a hold, which might have occurred a few yards downfield. That's where it'll be stepped off from. And the walk-off takes it all the way back to the 42 of Coldwater. First and 10 all over again for Anna. 10:49 to go in the second quarter. Coldwater 21, Anna 7.
That was the first time they sprung Richards, and it's probably because they had a hold.
Richards' 10-yard advance is negated. Here's Hunter Schmidt. He changes direction. Started to go right. Jab step to the left. Another penalty marker down. Small advance by Richards. A plus two. Maybe a little extracurricular activity on the far side of the gridiron.
I'm not sure, but I'm getting sick of the flags every play.
Thanks so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? In gratitude to Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. And American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Plus, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, your number one agency in the region again. It's another big one against Anna, 15 more. New line of scrimmage back at the Anna 44 as the yellow, or I should say the green jerseys, continue to march backward. And on first and 10 all over again. Well, I should have said first and 33. A flat pass by the Rockets is incomplete. Coldwater all over it. That was blanketed. Second and 33. You heard me right. Offsides Coldwater. Pre-snap foul. Chuck, I know you're tired of the yellow hankies.
Every play.
Here's another. Line of scrimmage for Anna, the 50. Second down and 28. Only played a minute and 38 seconds of the second quarter.
With 15 penalties.
About maybe, what, 40% of that total?
Yeah.
At least a half a dozen anyway.
That might have been an exaggeration.
Siegel in the pocket, open receiver, middle of the field, leaping catch at the 40, a run after catch to the 30. We got a late flag and a hold on the Anna offensive line.
How do you hold on a pass that's that quick?
Was that Richards down the middle of the field?
Yes, beautiful play, great design.
Executed neatly by the Rockets, except for a holding foul at the line of scrimmage. Anna backs up again.
Well, we talked to Mike Neufeld before the game, the athletic director. I wonder if he's paid these guys yet. If he hadn't, maybe he wants to hold on to their checks.
Well, they think they're earning money by the penalty marker.
Then they're getting rich.
Yeah. 10-16 left in the second. Second and 28 again for Anna at the Rockets 40. Siegel steps up in the pocket. Oh, he's being surrounded by defenders. Throws up the right sideline. Rockets receiver on the ground. Juggles, can't hang on at the Coldwater 44. Good coverage. Marcel Blassingame in the area for Coldwater. Incomplete pass stops the clock.
I was looking around for a flag. They didn't throw one that time.
Did not.
83 yards in penalties for Anna. That's what the Coldwater stat guy just told me.
That hurts.
That's a quarter and 2 minutes.
Justin Richards, offensive backfield, explodes right up the gut. Look at him go. Breaks a tackle. Another. Shoots across the 50 to the Coldwater 40. Spilled at the 38. Finally, a wrap-up in the secondary by Coldwater. Tyler Schwederman came to the rescue, or Richards might have been gone.
Boy, I'll tell you what, for his size, that kid is quick.
So it is fourth down, according to the scoreboard. Still about 17 or 18 to go. Richards got a lot of it back. But Anna's ambush punts the ball, and he kicks it away from the deep man Blassingame into the corner, hitting at the 12, popping up in the air at the 7, 6, 5, 4 yard.
Great punt. Great punt.
Yep. Little wedge shot by Zach Ambus to the Coldwater 4.
He's been watching all the Australian punters because he's holding the ball point down when he's kicking these short ones, and it's just doing a nice job of, like you said, like a 9-iron or a pitching wedge, hitting and kind of sticking.
9:21 to go here in the first half of play. Coldwater leads Anna 21-7, and if the Rockets want to stay within touch, within reach of Coldwater, the Rockets cannot afford to give up points here. The Cavaliers are mighty explosive. Reese Dellinger about 4 yards deep in his end zone. Now 8 yards deep. Arching a long bomb. One-on-one coverage. Coldwater nearly makes a great reception at the 43. In the hands of the receiver and out. Was that Tyler Schwederman?
That was Muhlenkamp.
It was Muhlenkamp about 7 yards short of midfield.
Yep.
Close to a spectacular catch.
Had it in his hands, and when he went to the ground, just ball got away from him.
Tell you what, at the high school level, D7, Coldwater's receivers, one-on-one, very challenging to stop.
Absolutely, and when you got a quarterback that puts it on the money 40 yards down the field, you got a real offensive threat.
And Dellinger's got a strong arm, and he is accurate. Running play, offensive backfield, out across the 10 to the 11, sets up a 3rd and 3. Marcel Blassingame lugged it for the Cavaliers, got 7 of the 10. It's going to be 3rd down and 3 to go for Coldwater. From the Cavaliers, 16, 8:52 to go here in the second quarter of play from Anna's Booster Field. It is 21-7 Coldwater on the U.S. Bank scoreboard. Let's see if the Cavaliers pass for it. Empty backfield, another pre-snap penalty. No, a timeout. Timeout, Anna. We'll return to action in a moment. We played a little over 3 minutes. Second quarter, 14-point lead Cavaliers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
And so many thanks here on scorersbroadcast.com to these anchor underwriting sponsors, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scorers founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Here comes Coldwater to the line of scrimmage. Third and three. Ball resting over the Coldwater 10. 14-point lead Cavaliers, 21-7. Dellinger back at the two. Arches a pass middle of the field. It is popped up in the air, juggled by Justin Richards of Anna. He hangs on and intercepts at the 19-yard line. Oh, what an acrobatic, athletic play by Richards to nail the intercept. He was all over the receiver, a step in front of him, like he knew the route.
Yeah, he did jump, and the receiver fell down, which helped him. But that was a real nice concentration because he bobbled it like two or three times in traffic before he corralled it.
I thought it was a comedian doing a juggling act.
Well, that was good juggling.
Beautifully done, but Justin Richards, he can play offense and defense as well. First and 10 Rockets inside the 20. Richards gets the call, swerving around right end, spilled at about the 18-yard line. Maybe the 17 might have sneaked forward for a yard and a half. Second down, 8, Anna. Inside the 20 of Coldwater as the Rockets try to cash in on the Cavaliers' second big turnover in this game.
That was Jesse Meyer on the stop there. My goodness, is he a good defensive player.
Inside handoff, look out. It is Hunter Schmidt blazing a trail right up the middle, and he rams to the 10 inside it. Rolled to the turf at the 8. Good jaunt by Schmidt. It is, first and goal for Anna? Flat pass. Ambus behind the line, catches. He's at the 8, down inside the 5. Knocked out of bounds at the 1. That was a first and goal as the Anna offense got ahead of the scoreboard.
They are running their offense quickly.
Pell-mell, high octane. To the line of scrimmage again, Anna. Coldwater may take a timeout here.
Well, they had the ball that said marked outside the hash mark.
Sure did. It was closer to the numerals than the hash marks.
Somebody needs to throw a penalty on the officials.
Oddly enough, it was a little nearer the numbers than it was the hash, remarked by the referees. First and goal, Anna. 2-yard line of Coldwater. Chance to cut the deficit to 7. It is a fake inside handoff. No. Siegel hangs on, slips and falls near the goal line, and would you believe Anna is guilty of holding on a first and goal play from 5 feet out?
Well, I will tell you that time I absolutely saw the hold, and it was right in the middle of the field. You're not going to get away with it.
Correct call by the officials. They spotted it, threw it. Anna just sloppy with technique up front blocking in this game. Over 100 yards in penalties on Anna in, 16 minutes of high school football? That's amazing.
That is amazing. It's a good thing Ohio State plays at night. We should be home for it.
Second and goal from the 11. Siegel fakes the inside handoff. Quick hitter in the right flat. Caught by the receiver. Good run after catch. Down inside the 5 to the 2. Hunter Schmidt. Well-designed play. I like it. Schmidt out of the offensive backfield. Fake on the inside. Went to Richards. Coldwater dived at his feet. Then the ball was delivered to Schmidt. And like a pinball, he caromed around right end after receiving that short flip. Goal to go from the 3 for Anna. Scoreboard reads first down. Play good enough for a first down. And I think Anna's center moved too soon on goal to go from the 3. Another penalty. Anna Rockets now over 115 yards in penalties,
right,
and we've not even played a quarter and a half.
Well, and that's on a third and goal at the 1, and the center moves the ball.
And I'm telling you what, Chuck, these flags are legitimate.
Well, I think the last few have absolutely been.
Yep. It seems like this second quarter's taken a half an hour to play. We still haven't gone through half of it. 6:18 to go in the second. Anna now after the holding call is back near its 10. They run it right up the middle. Richards top fold at about the 3. Scoreboard reads fourth down. Is that correct?
It is fourth down, yes.
It is?
Fourth and goal from probably about the 4.5-yard line.
Well, this is a huge play. Anna has been knocking on the door, it seems like, most of the second quarter. Rockets need to garner points to chop away at this Coldwater 21-7 lead. 5:40 left to go till halftime. Timeout called by Coldwater. Cavaliers lead the Rockets 21-7. Goal to go from the 3 when we come back for Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
And thank you so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. And Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Anna runs it on 4th and 3.5. No gain. No gain. The orange, black, and white throttle that running play by the Rockets right at the line of scrimmage. Anna tried to run up the middle. There was simply no opportunity.
Nope.
That play was aborted when it was snapped because Coldwater had 8 in the box. The linebackers were up snug. Anna could not run it up the gut. No chance whatsoever.
Well, I never second-guess coaches, especially good coaches like Coach Marino. Play action would have been really a nice play right there, I think.
Coldwater takes over inside the Cavaliers 5 with 5.5 to go in the second, and Coldwater in the lead 21-7. Cavaliers run it outside right tackle, short advance of maybe 1. As Anna swallows up the ball carrier, good hit by Grant Albers on Sudoff of Coldwater. Second down, 10 yards to go for the Cavaliers.
Well, you know, we've talked about Coldwater's passing attack. They're 1 of 3. Now, the one catch was a 60-yard touchdown, but they're 1 of 3 throwing the ball here in the
right
game.
And 1 big pick.
Yep.
3 receivers left. Pitch out, offensive backfield, running play left in. Anna drags it out, tackle made, no gain. Third down coming for the Cavaliers. Every bit of 8 to go for a first down. Isaac Fullenkamp lugged the ball, didn't make an inch. 3rd and 9, Coldwater, 21-7, Cavaliers lead. Anna's had the ball most of the second quarter. Coldwater's been backed up in its own end. Anna's got to get more points before the halftime break. 2 receivers wide right, man in motion. Quarterback Dellinger, plenty of time. 7 yards deep in the end zone. Lofts a pass near sideline. It is floating short. Busted up by Anna. Good defensive coverage. Marcel Blassingame, the intended receiver. Good coverage downfield by linebacker Hunter Schmidt of Anna. The LB, Chuck, tail blasting game deep down the near sideline.
Yep.
25, 30 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. Ball a bit underthrown, and Coldwater's got to punt from deep in its own end zone.
Well, Sweeterman was all by himself down the middle of the field, but Anna's pressure on him didn't allow him to look down the field.
Jesse Meyer takes the snap 9 yards deep in the end zone, and it is a very high kick caught by Anna. Fair catch, Coldwater 47.
My goodness. I look back and I saw Ambus and I go, he's 50 yards from the line of scrimmage. And that's how far the punt went.
Anna Rockets have dominated field position here in the second quarter, but need points to make this contest very interesting going into the halftime locker room. 21-7 Coldwater, 4:09 to go in the second. Keep in mind, Coldwater won the toss, deferred, kicked off to start the game. It will be Cavaliers' ball to start the third quarter. Coldwater timeout. 4 minutes left till halftime. 14-point lead. Cavs on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in LA, California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
But the Anna Rockets have a chance to change the complexion of this game. They've had the chance pretty much all of the second quarter.
Yeah, they've had the ball inside the 10 three times in the second quarter, scored once.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. We'll keep you moving forward. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 498-7282. First and 10, Anna, 47 of Coldwater. Swing pass, far side of the field, hauled in by Zach Ambus, and he is trailed, caught from behind. Down he goes at the 44. A little gainer of 3 on the play. Second down and 7 for Anna at the Coldwater 44-yard line. Receivers in tight. Richards alongside Siegel, deep drop at his own 47, and he's buried, sacked behind the line. Loss of about 9 or 10.
That was Braden Boniface.
Well done by the Coldwater Cavaliers. Figuring on 2nd and 7, Anna might throw. The quarterback, Siegel for the Rockets, went down under a heap. So it's 3rd down, 18 for Anna. 45-yard line of the Rockets. Anna with 2 timeouts left, Coldwater 1. 2:56 to go, second quarter. 21-7 Coldwater. Cavaliers showing blitz at the line of scrimmage. And long cadence by Anna. Whistle blows, Rockets with a delayed timeout.
Yep.
Time in for this commercial on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
It is 3rd and 18 for Ann at the Rockets 44. Deep drop by Siegel. Runs out of trouble in the offensive backfield. Being pursued. A late delivery over the middle. No good at the Coldwater 45. Good coverage by the Cavaliers. Had it been caught by Mason Carey, still would have been a good 9 or 10 yards short of a first down. Anna's got to punt. Coldwater gets another crack at the football late in the second period, up 14, and the Cavaliers will receive to start the second half. Ambus back in deep punt formation at his own 32. He strides forward after getting the ball. Low kick, good strategy, directional punch kick, sideways, sidelines, rolling, 20, 15, 10, executed neatly by Anna and Zach Ambus. Yep. That's been a good weapon, especially here in the second quarter.
Well, they've been pinning Coldwater back to the point where Coldwater has only been able to use part of their offense, this time from the 10. You know, they've already turned it twice, and they can't afford to turn the ball over again because Anna would be right back in his football game.
New line of scrimmage for Coldwater is right at the 10-yard line. Boy, the Cavaliers have been backed up here in this second period. Coldwater has got a timeout and 2.5 minutes to go till halftime to do something with the pigskin. Here's a rollout, but Dellinger, he's back in his end zone. No receiver available. He elects to run out of the end zone. Scurries up the left side. Might have gotten to the 5.
I think lost, he went backwards, yeah.
Yeah, lost at least 5. Second and 15, Coldwater. Dellinger might be a little shy pitching that ball up the field, backed up in his own end. He did throw a pick several minutes ago. Dellinger's got two receivers to the right. Quick hitter, I think it's Sudoff, outside left guard. He stretches to the 12, maybe the 13. Knee might have gone down around the 10. Late penalty marker. Another flag was just thrown. Still 1:52 to go in the second quarter of play. This game kicked off at 7. It's 8:05, Chuck. And we still have some time on the clock in the second period. Nate Barhorst, basketball coach at Anna, is our halftime guest.
I think they called a personal foul, and if they did, I saw the kid fall on. It was not late enough for them to throw a flag on it. It was absolutely not.
And nonetheless, the Rockets have now totaled about 135 yards in penalties in the first half of play. That is just impossible to overcome in high school football. 135 yards in infractions against Anna in the first two periods. It is a first down for Coldwater. No, it's a second and one, even with the mark off. The quarterback, Dellinger, fakes and keeps. Outside right tackle. He's untouched. Still untouched. 30, 35, 40. Knocked off his pins at that spot. First and 10, Coldwater. Now the Cavaliers can breathe a little bit.
Well, they got 1:31. They're down to one timeout left.
First and 10, Coldwater at the 40. 1:25 to go in the first half. Deep drop. Quarterback Dellinger, one-on-one coverage. Far side of the field. Coldwater's receiver out of bounds at the 19. Cannot hang on. It's Tanner Mullenkamp who came close to catching it.
Since that first play of the game where they went 60 yards for the touchdown, the Anna cornerbacks have done a pretty good job of covering their receivers.
Yep, the safeties and corners for Anna have been step for step right with Coldwater's deep receivers, and the Cavaliers run a lot of fly patterns.
Well, and the passes have been on the money, but when you got a defender on you like that, it's hard to pull the ball in.
Right, Dellinger rolling right. 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage. No one available. A late toss up the near sideline for Meyer. Out of bounds over his head. I think Dellinger just flipped that one away. Third and 10, Coldwater at the Cavaliers 40. You're right, Chuck. Last quarter plus, Anna defensively against the Coldwater passing game has done a reasonably good job.
They just need to make the flag stay in the officials' pockets.
Anna spotted Coldwater a 14-0 lead in the first, what, 2.5, 3 minutes of
yep.
the game? Third and 10, middle of the field throw, fired by the quarterback Dellinger for Meyer. Out ahead of him, too far, late hit, offensive backfield on the quarterback Dellinger. Some folks down below wanted a personal foul, roughness against Anna.
Nope.
The pass in front of Meyer. Two strides ahead as the QB, Dellinger, led him too much. And Anna gets the ball back with 1:06 to go in the second. Coldwater got the ball out to the 40, but misfires on three straight plays.
That was Chase Murray who went in there and had the pressure on him. He could not look down the field to throw the ball.
Good play by the blitzer. End over end kick. Good punt. Lights on the ground at the end of 33, rolls to a stop at the Rockets 29. Good boot by Jesse Meyer. Anna now has a timeout left, 57 seconds of the clock. I think, Chuck, if you're able to spring a fairly good play here on first or second down, then maybe you go for the works. Keep in mind, Anna kicks off to start the second half tonight. 21-7 Coldwater on the U.S. Bank scoreboard with 57.3 to go until halftime. Rockets to the line of scrimmage. You can look at this first half one of two ways. Coldwater could be up by four or five touchdowns. Anna could be dead
even.
It
could be tied, yes, sir.
Rockets could be at 21-21 had the home team taken advantage of second quarter field position. Quarterback Carter Siegel in the offensive backfield. A delayed run by him as the passing routes break down. He tries to sprint up the middle. Gang tackle by Coldwater right at the 30. Coldwater uses a timeout. 48 seconds to go first half. 21-7 Cavaliers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Chuck, a report you got from Bethel, where Lehman Catholic is playing tonight, is no score, game maybe not even started yet?
Well, they said there was some kind of a delay, some kind of an incident. That's all I know, so I can't really, you know, speak intelligently on it. I know they haven't started yet.
Pick was 70, Fairborn nothing.
Is that what you got? I had 56 to nothing. They scored two more times.
Yeah. Late second quarter, 70 to zip. Piqua over a hapless Fairborn team. Oh, here's a pass. Vince. Middle of the field by Anna. It is busted up by Coldwater at the 39.
Meyer again. Boy, that kid is wanting some Clancy's.
Ball thrown middle of the field for Justin Richards. And Jesse Meyer got in the path of that football, and he busted it up. Well done by Meyer. He goes about 6'4". He's a beast.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he has a lot of quickness for as big as he is.
44 seconds to go. Second quarter, 21-7. Coldwater leads. Anna with a 3rd and 9. Here's Siegel's handoff to Richards. Breaks a tackle. Breaks another. Look at him go. He flies to the 45, to the 50. Spilled right there. Justin Richards, when he gets a sliver of an opening, Chuck, he turns on the afterburners and bolts.
I'll tell you, for his size, he has got a lot of speed, and you're right. When that hole opens up, he's through it. He's not dancing around.
Well, Anna utilizes its final timeout, 38 seconds to go here in the second quarter, and it's 21-7 Coldwater.
We had an injury. That was the play stop.
Aha, it was not a timeout. Slight delay. Rockets out of timeouts, clock running. 36, 35, 34. Two receivers near side for Carter Siegel. Let's see if Anna throws a hook and ladder here, some kind of trickery. Uh-oh, Siegel drops the ball. He had a hand on the long snap back at the 44. It eluded him. He plopped on it at the 41. That may be the final play of the second quarter. Second and 10, Anna. 11, 10, 9, 8. Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Trips to the left. Siegel deals Richards. Dials him up on a running play straight ahead. 2-yard advance. That's it. We've got our radio station break upcoming for 3 minutes. Hang loose. It's upcoming. Halftime here at Anna's Booster Field. It is Coldwater 21, Anna 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is scores broadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, your radio on your phone for high school sports, and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scores broadcast.com. We say hello to a few of them, including Meyer's Tavern in Botkins, a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins, and those who visit us from towns all around. Meyer's, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are popular. Terrific strip loin steak dinners for $12.50, served after 4. Proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. That's Myers in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271 to place your carryout order from Myers Tavern. 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. 21-7, Coldwater leads Anna here at the half. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, also on with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins, medications packaged by day and time, immunizations, of course, rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in 15 minutes. 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. That's Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Doing everything well at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness to keep you well. Chuck, a 14-point lead for Coldwater. I guess you could look at this first half a couple of different ways. Coldwater could have a much bigger lead, and it could have 14 more points and be even. Rockets simply did not capitalize on second-period opportunities.
So way too many penalties. Coldwater turned the ball over twice. Anna had two chances to score off of those.
Right.
Didn't score a point off of the two turnovers. The Rockets ran the ball 25 times for 79 yards. They were 10 of 19 throwing it for 51 yards, 130 total yards for the half. Coldwater, 12 rushes for 107 yards, only one of seven throwing the ball, but it was a 60-yard touchdown.
Yep.
So they've got 167 total yards. Anna has an 8-6 first down advantage, and the Cavaliers turned the ball over twice. Anna did not turn it over in the first half. And like you said, at halftime, you're either thinking we should be tied, or
right,
we could be down 35-0.
Yep. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck, Coldwater 1-for-7 throwing, a strike on the Cavaliers' first pass of the game. It goes for 6, and yet then 6 straight incompletions. Well, Anna got the job done defensively against Coldwater's pass attack from the middle of the first quarter on.
Well, and they ran the fly three times. They scored on with 60, and Anna played really nice defense. The balls were well thrown.
Yes.
They were on the money, but it's hard to make a catch when you got a defender with a hand in there. So the Anna cornerbacks did a nice job after the very first play of the game.
You get the feeling that Justin Richards eventually probably has to break a big one in order for Anna to be right in this game at the end. I think the second half kickoff and ensuing drive by Coldwater is very important, especially for Anna. Well, the Rockets have got to keep the Cavaliers off the board.
Right. Both teams know how important this first possession is.
Right. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAG Inc. OH.com.
It's more and more.
It is halftime here at Anna's Booster Field, and the Anna Rockets trail 21-7 to the Coldwater Cavaliers. Drywall is done right the Riemann way. Yes, Riemann Drywall in Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction for homes and commercial businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away. 937-538-0513, 538-0513. Drywall done right, the Riemann way. Our halftime guest, Nate Barhorst, boys high school basketball coach at Anna, 11th year coming up. Boy, it's been a quick previous 10, Nate. You have a blast doing what you do. You can tell from the stands, from the announcing booth up above. You love your job, and you are good at it. Thank you so much.
Well, hey, thank you. I appreciate that. That's quite the welcoming right there.
What a season last year. I think you topped expectations, tied for the Shelby County League title.
I tell you, that's a coach's ultimate dream right there, the gratification. You know, after a season like that, and you look back, you know, it was a lot of like, well, what ifs, and then it came out really, like you said, unexpected, and one of those that, you know, you'll never forget. And as a coach, you love seasons like that. And, you know, hats off to my staff. You know, I couldn't do it without my assistant coaches and the players that buy into the system who were terrific last year. And I just wish that we could have had more fans in the stands watching that, what I call a magical season, really was.
Right, right. You were a pint-sized basketball team, a small boys yeah. basketball team. I know Division III is not cluttered with a lot of 6'7", 6'8", athletes. By the time you get to the regional, it is.
Yeah, correct.
But you were a tiny basketball team, and wow, so much accomplished by those little mighty mites for the green and white Anna Rockets.
Yeah, you put it together pretty good right there. Yeah, I mean, we had to grind away a lot. We had to get more aggressive, especially when you play like a team like Taft, you know, in regional semis last year, where, you know, we had to, you know, adjust a few things at halftime, and you know, lo and behold, we're right in that game and have a chance to win it. So,
sure.
Yeah, so those kind of things, yeah, you got to find ways to make adjustments and be able to stack up against the ones that are pretty big.
In advance of the upcoming season, 21-22, is it fair to ask what the summer has been like for your basketball hopefuls?
You know, as a coach, I found out that summers can be kind of deceiving. Every time I come out of summer, I'm thinking, oh, we got some things to work with, you know, and we do. And we've got a lot of good kids, and we had a great summer, but, you know, we always tell the kids that doesn't always equate to wins during the regular season. So you got to put your time into it in the preseason. You know, we've got a lot of kids out here playing football tonight that we really rely upon, and you know, we got about 7 right now that we're working with in our skills and lifting. So once we put it all together and get them all back, you know, is when you start, you know, finding that chemistry, you know, like we had in the summertime. So, you know, and you just never know with some, you know, key surprises or losses. You always got to work with that. And we had one of those over the summer that was unfortunate, but we won't have one coming back. So, and that would be a Trey Heitkamp. So, yeah.
Players grow physically from one season to the next. They grow mentally as well. Attitudes improve, dispositions change, and young men can become better basketball players from their sophomore year to their junior to senior, without coaching during the off season.
Absolutely.
Those adaptations take place. So you really don't know till you get on the hardwood here in another, month or so?
Yeah, we actually start the end of October. And, you know, it's like you kind of said, you hope some of those guys, you know, success breeds success. And having the success we had last year, I see a lot of guys that probably see that, well, you know, we graduated 5 more last year, and then they know, well, there's going to have to be somebody that's going to fill in those positions and those shoes. So
right.
To have those guys see that, realize it, and then fulfill it would be huge. And every new season comes challenges. And so, you know, as I look at the league and what we got coming back with everybody, it's going to be another barn burner, I believe. So.
Oh, it sure will. The Shelby County Athletic League, top to bottom, compressed. Botkins, perhaps the favorite going in, maybe not as good as last year. Hard to be as equal as that state championship club 1 year ago. Kudos to Botkins.
Absolutely.
Wow, it was a once-in-a-lifetime season. They put it together, hit the stretch run, playing as good a basketball at the high school level as you can play. Hats off to Botkins. Hats off to the Fort Loramie girls. Another tremendous campaign turned in by head coach Carla Siegel and her ladies at Fort Loramie.
Yeah, there sure is. There's a lot of great basketball that was played last year that fortunately we got to see a lot of it, and you know, as coaches, I really think this is some of the best basketball in the state, even though it's a small, you know, small area or in terms of school sizes and stuff, but nothing beats it around here with you know, the people you got coming to support. The support's great from not just administration and staff and stuff like that, but from the whole communities all the way around.
High school sports, Shelby County League, Midwest Athletic Conference, like a religion almost.
It really is, absolutely.
11th year coming up. Got to ask you, what changes have taken place in high school basketball coaching in your previous decade of being the mentor of the ANA program? What changes have you made personally in your approach to the game voluntarily, and what changes have you virtually been forced to make as a result of how the game has been altered?
Well, the game changes every year, it seems like, and so do the kids. I think early in my year, when I first became a head coach, I thought I knew all the answers. I thought, you know, this is how I'm going to do it. This is how it was, and you know, and maybe I was used to a different style back in the day, and I had to adapt, you know, and I think more than anything, it is a lot about building relationships, building bonds with your players, and being able to understand what they're going through, maybe in their lives, and having, you know, that awareness. And so I think I've grown in that aspect. Maybe not as hardcore as I've been in the past, but yet at the same time, I understand too the time commitment it takes and what you have to put into it in order to be, you know, successful and have a successful program. And it takes a lot of people to surround you to be successful. And I think that's ultimately what we have going on now, from our youth programs all the way up. And now I'm starting to see that blossom each and every year they're coming through our program. And I tell you what, we're in a good state right now with it, and I love it.
The connections the coaches make with the players through excellent communication. So
very vital.
Yeah, so very important today. We are at the half here at ANA. Coldwater leads the ANA Rockets by a score of 21-7. We're about 7 minutes away from the start of the second half of this game tonight. We're chatting with Nate Barhorst, 11th year coming up as head coach of the ANA boys basketball team. The school building project complete. Oh, it looks so beautiful. It's outstanding. I bet your science students are doing better academically in the classroom as a result, right?
With that new air conditioning system, absolutely comfortable. They don't have to sweat it out, although we're not having to worry about that right now with the weather we've been having. But, it's been fabulous. You know, I love that we're able to take what we've had with our proud past with the building and be able to remodel and upgrade and make it, you know, fantastic all the way around. And it really has been, it's been a, you know, a blessing for us for sure.
RAC, the RAC.
Yeah.
It's a new facility. Those letters stand for what?
Rocket Athletic Center. Rocket Athletic Conference.
Rocket Athletic Center. And how will your basketball club be taking advantage of that facility?
Well, we use it basically year-round. You know, we're in there in the summer with the football team.
Right.
In the mornings, you know, doing our lifting and workouts and so on and so forth with them. And then when it comes preseason like this, we'll separate from the football team after the dead period in August, and then hit it hard again in there in September like we are right now. And then, you know, carry that on into the preseason. So we have, we have a regiment that we go by preseason into the season, kind of leading into, you know, the season, and it's worked out pretty well, and phenomenal complex in terms of the space, our half racks that we have in there. We can run, you know, 40 boys at a time if we really wanted to, and we do that a lot in the summertime, and we have them hopping from one station to the next. So it's really been just a phenomenal phenomenal complex in terms of what we want to get accomplished compared to what we were in.
Anna boys basketball schedule, once again, highly competitive. You play the six other Shelby County Athletic League teams twice. Mm-hmm. It's a round robin. You go at it home and away. Play numerous Midwest Athletic Conference programs, including Marion Local, in a Martin Luther King Classic game at Fort Loramie MLK weekend, right?
Yeah. Is it Marion Local? Because I was told it was Springfield Catholic Central.
Maybe it is Springfield Catholic Central.
Yeah.
But it is SCC.
Yeah.
My mistake.
Yeah. So, that's the new one for us this year. We're really looking forward to it. I think Corey's done, or Coach Britton's done a great job at Fort Loramie of getting those teams together. It's the same weekend as Flying to the Hoop, and I think, this is going to be another just a great showcase that, people have the opportunity to go to and watch. So, we're obviously really looking forward to it.
Yeah, your game with Springfield Catholic Central is one of four, beginning at 1 o'clock on the Sunday of MLK weekend at Fort Loramie.
Yep.
Quick update on the family. Your wife working at the University of Dayton.
That's correct. Yeah. She had the luxury of spending a lot of time during the pandemic at home with us. And, I tell you what, I really kind of got I got used to that, and I got spoiled by that. And now she's off to work every day, and it's kind of been an adjustment period for all of us again to, kind of make sure that we kind of step up in certain roles, so to speak. She does a lot for us. And my son's in eighth grade, and my daughter's in fourth grade, and they're growing too fast. And if I could hit the pause button to enjoy it a little bit more, I would do that. But that's just going by too fast.
Nate enjoyed the halftime so
Absolutely.
Much. Nate Barhorst, 11th year coming up, head boys basketball coach at Anna. Rockets down 14. They need to
put some points on the board.
Need to put the foot to the pedal here in the second half of this game.
We can do that, and we'll be all right. Thanks again for having me, guys.
Hey, thank you so much. Keep in mind, we've got a three-minute break. A three-minute radio break is upcoming momentarily. A three-minute radio break is upcoming. Steve and Ted's in Anna, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. At Steve and Ted's, we service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Flexible finance options available at Steve and Ted's in Anna, 8315 State Route 119 West. Phone 419-628-2645, 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer. Lennox, the trusted name in the HVAC industry. We return in 3 minutes, back in three. This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply. SuperPadSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything, from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is Jack Center. Jack Kramer has started to say Jackson Center Pharmacy and Wellness.
There you go. That? You've changed your name.
I've got my sponsors on my brain. Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie. We return to action. Start of the second half here from Anna's Booster Field. We missed a super kickoff return from Coldwater. You'd expect that out of the Cavaliers. If you kick it to them, they'll return it right back at you. And now Coldwater, after the kickoff return beyond the 50, has a first and 10 at the Anna 37-yard line. Here's a run by Sudoff. Outside right tackle explodes for a quick 7 or 8. Bursting down to about the 29-yard line of Anna. Coldwater setting up shop. Second down and short. We talked about the importance of this first, second half possession, Chuck.
Well, I mean, the kickoff was along the ground, which I know they planned, but he scooped it up, and man, he was, it was Mullenkamp.
Another sweep to the left for the quarterback, Dellinger. Boy, he sprints fast. Gets to the edge, periphery of the Anna defense, down the sideline, untouched, 20, 15, 10, and he is pummeled out of bounds at about the 9, goal to go Cavaliers. Boy, I tell you what, that's a play that Coldwater could use even a little more often than they have. Dellinger at 6'1", 6'2", has got lengthy strides.
He does, a big kid. I mean, you don't want to run him so much that you take a chance on him getting hurt. But, that is quite a weapon. They're picking their spots pretty well with him.
Goal to go, Coldwater, and a 9, opening 2 minutes, third quarter. Dellinger deals to the offensive back who was behind him, and he meets resistance at about the 8.5 or 9 yard line.
That was Nolan Fox, and boy, he met him in there. And that was a picture tackle.
Well done by Anna. Good stop at the point of attack. Short advance for the Cavaliers. That was Sudoff. Didn't get much, maybe a foot or two. It is second down. Call it goal to go from the 9. No gain. 2.5 minutes into the third quarter. Coldwater 21 and a 7. Cavaliers trying to bolt ahead by 3 touchdowns. Dellinger rolling right. Looks corner of the end zone. Still looks. Late delivery. Back edge of the end zone. I think Coldwater caught it. The Cavaliers did. Jesse Meyer. 9.5 yards deep in the end zone. Wow. What vision and awareness by the quarterback. Dellinger for Coldwater. He spotted Meyer dragging across the back edge of the end zone. Beautifully executed. Ad-libbed play by the Cavaliers.
Meyer was split out on the left side. He ran all the way across the field that time.
Yes. Exceptional. Nicely done by the Cavaliers. And Dellinger exercised patience in the offensive backfield. He had fine protection. He could take all day. He did just that. and Meyer finally came open. Kalp on the extra point. The hold a bit shaky. The kick, though, is right down Main Street. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. Coldwater ups its lead. Cavaliers 28, Anna 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Back. Coldwater kicking off to Anna. Imperative, Chuck, that the Rockets rack up points.
Well, 28-7 is starting to slide on them.
And Meyer, who caught the touchdown pass, comes forward and boom, he pops the kickoff. This one does not go through the end zone. Hits on the 19, bounds down to about the 4. Anna picks it up, running wide all the way across the field is the return man.
Got an illegal block in the back of the 8-yard line.
And he is dropped up over the 20-yard line. Couldn't tell if that was
Ambus.
That was Ambus, not Richards. But another penalty on Anna. The Rockets, Chuck, unofficially about 160 in penalty yards.
Well, and that one was just, that was an obvious. I mean, he just blocked him straight, clipped him in the back.
Yep, so many of the flags are out in the open, and we could call them from here in the press box. That's all there is to it. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. Coldwater up now by 3 touchdowns.
Well, you're out at your 25-yard line, and now you're going to have the ball on the 4.
Yeah, the Rockets shot themselves in the foot many ways last week. Same thing happening tonight.
And that block in the back did not spring him. He was already past that block before it was thrown.
Right.
You got to make decisions. I know it's on the fly, and these are kids, but you just got to make better decisions.
Discipline. Yep. Anna backed up. 1st and 10 from the Rockets. What, 4?
9.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is it the 9?
No, it's the 4, yeah.
Yeah, it is the 4.
I'm sorry.
And in the end zone is Carter Siegel, 3 or 4 steps to take the snap from his center. And he gives it on the play to the fullback. And breaking into the open is Justin Richards. A gaping cavity developed between right guard and tackle. And Richards was sprung. He galloped to the 25-30, pushed all the way out to the 35-yard line, 31-yard zip by Justin Richards. And if he breaks one more tackle, he's gone. Long gone. 96. 28-7 Coldwater. Anna in a hole. 1st and 10. Rockets 35. And we've got a pre-snap penalty upcoming against Anna. And I'm not exaggerating these numbers, Chuck. It's well over 150 in penalty yards.
Yeah, I normally keep penalty yards, and I thought I'm not going to do it tonight. Would have been a nice night to do it, except I don't know if I can count that high.
Yeah, I was going to say, you would have lost count.
Need a calculator.
Would have lost count had you tried. 28-7 Coldwater. Anna backs up. Line of scrimmage, Rockets 30, 1st and 15. 1-2-3 receiver split wide left for quarterback Carter Siegel. One receiver lines up slot left. Siegel with time in the pocket. And no receiver. Now he backs up, dances, skips around. Late delivery, left flat. Ambus came back toward the line of scrimmage. Snatched it at the 35 and is cut down at the 37. I said Ambus might have been Colton Carey.
It was. It's number 7.
Carey receiving, and all of that activity, short pass was flipped. The net gain, 1.5 yards. That's it. 2nd down and a little less than 9 for Anna at the Rockets 37. Ball stuffed into the tummy of Hunter Schmidt. He twists and turns, got across the line of scrimmage. Pretty defiant effort by him. He stayed afloat all the way to the 42. Picked up about seven. Third and a couple for Anna. 7:20 left in the third quarter on the U.S. Bank scoreboard. 28-7 in favor of Coldwater over Anna. Rockets in four-down territory right now, Chuck?
I think because of the score, if they get anything here, I think they got to go for it.
If you lose 3 or 4 yards, you punt. Two receivers left, two to the right. Siegel has got Richards alongside. Siegel looking middle of the field, and he pops a pass to the 48. Yes, it's caught. Nice reception on the play.
Ambus, nice job.
Ambus set up.
Right in the middle of the zone.
Yep.
Absolutely.
In between defenders. 8-9 yards downfield. He was spotted eventually by Siegel.
They're doing a nice, the offensive line is really doing a nice job of protecting Siegel.
When they don't hold.
Okay. Then they really protect when they hold. Nobody gets to him.
Ambus set up, turned around. He was a good frame to throw to. Siegel hit him. Here's a run to the left by Anna for 4 or 5 over the 50 to the 49-yard line. Carter Siegel kept it. Little scramble action. Might have been designed. Second down and 6. Coldwater 49. We played half the third quarter. Cavaliers lead Anna 28-7. Rockets flash a couple receivers to the wide side. That's the near side. Siegel to drop and throw. Being chased. And down he goes. Good coverage in the offensive backfield by Coldwater. Leading the wave of white jerseys and orange helmets was Evan Homan.
That's what's called a coverage sack. He had no place to throw the ball. He had about 4 or 5 seconds in the pocket, but then it broke down.
Third and 15, Anna at the Rockets 44, down to 21. Siegel, the quarterback, looks to the far side. Don't know if the play was changed or not. Again, four receivers flanked. Two left, two right. Siegel, deep drop. A lot of pressure again. He's out of the pocket. Fires on the run into the Coldwater bench. No chance.
You got roughing the passer.
Uh-oh, flag. Coldwater, 7-8 yards behind the line. Might be a personal foul.
He drilled him after he threw the ball. It was close, but I think it was because he took him down to the ground and was on top of him. If he just would have held up and knocked him down, I don't think there would have been a call.
Right. I agree. Yeah, you see some NFL sacks. They really don't look like penalties today. But, yeah, if you drive the quarterback into the chest and then you spear him in the chest all the way to the turf.
You're going to get it.
And you grind that helmet in a little extra when he's down, you're going to get flagged.
I was flipping channels the other day, and the Ohio State, Arizona State game from the 98 Rose Bowl was on. Would have been 15 targeting calls in the first half of that game if that would have been a rule back then.
I bet. Here's Hunter Schmidt running around left end after the penalty step off against Coldwater down to the Cavaliers 41. Schmidt rumbled to the far sideline into the green and white bench. He garnered 3, second down and 7. Down to 4:38 to go. Briskly played third quarter, unlike the second quarter in this game, which dragged on. Line of scrimmage, the Coldwater 38. Anna down 21. Second down and 7, Rockets. The carries are both split. So is Ambus. Siegel play action. Throws late middle of the field right to a Cavalier who intercepts at the 37-yard line. But Carter Siegel had 2 picks on the year coming into last week. Had 6.
Yeah.
Picked off by New Bremen a week ago. There's an interception by Coldwater. Siegel may not have seen the linebacker.
Yeah.
Who's the young man for Coldwater who made the intercept? Nice job by the Coldwater Cavaliers. Isaac Fullenkamp dropping back. Might have been hiding in the bushes.
Yeah,
perhaps Siegel didn't see him. Short throw by Siegel, mid of the field. Fullenkamp rose up and snatched it. And the Cavaliers have a first and 10 at their own 37, leading with 21 points. Trips to the right for Dellinger. Scrambling out of trouble. Heaves it short. Oh, a nice pass pattern. Good spontaneous play by the receiver who caught it, hit the 50, and skipped to the 46. Gain of 16 or 17.
That was absolutely not the number one receiver that time. He did a great job of avoiding the rush and finding him open in the middle of the field.
And I missed who that was.
I didn't see who made the catch either.
It might have been Fullenkamp out of the offensive backfield. But that was done on the fly by Coldwater. Spontaneous. Well done. First and 10. Rockets 45. Dellinger, very good QB. And the quarterback for the Cavaliers keeps the football, lugs it around left end. No, he handed it off to Blassingame.
He kept it. They snapped it right to, and they ran the Wildcat.
It was Blassingame in the Wildcat formation. Good look by head coach Chip Otten. It fooled Anna, and Blassingame in torrid fashion blitzed around left end. He carved out yardage down to about the 27 of Anna, first down for the Cavaliers. Coldwater giving future would-be opponents a lot to look at right now.
Yeah, that was a well-designed play.
3:40 left in the third quarter, 28-7 Coldwater. Dellinger gives it straight ahead. It is set off up the gut. Set off barreling. He's into the secondary. 10-5. Over. Touchdown. As a locomotive rolls through behind us. Touchdown, Cavaliers.
The locomotive ran through the line, too.
Yeah, he sure did.
That's a solid kid.
Train ride right up the gut. That was indeed Luke Sudoff, wasn't it?
Yes,
Sudoff. Mad dash to the end zone. He's a hard runner. And he shook off a few ankle tackles at the point of attack, and away he went. It's a 34-7 romp by Coldwater. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Extra point by Kalp. Kick on the way. Looks mighty good.
He's got a nice leg.
It's in the center. Center cut in the middle. Perfect extra point. Coldwater 35 and a 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's victorishealth.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5232. 37.
And welcome back to Anna's Booster Field as we chat with Bryant Billing of the Sydney Daily News. And Bryant does a tremendous job with the SDN. Thanks so much. He's doing double duty. Troy Sydney last night and Anna Coldwater tonight.
Yep.
Thanks so much, Bryant Billing.
That's why he gets the big bucks.
Kickoff coverage, splendid by Coldwater. Anna with a first down, 10 yards to go. Ball marked for play. 20-yard line, far side of the field. Small return of the boot by the Rockets, who have 3:28 left in the third, down by 28 points. Chuck, I've been impressed by this Coldwater offensive line. I know that you would probably, more often than not, describe Coldwater as a finesse team, but the offensive line has carved out holes for the running game.
Well, I'm impressed. They've made a couple of mistakes that have cost them. You know, I mean, they've got 35 points, and they gave the ball up twice on drives, turning the ball over. I mean, they could easily be sitting on 49 right now.
Yes. And as that train came through, it was Lukomotive Sudoff, Luke Sudoff, yeah, who barreled into the end zone for the touchdown.
Well, Pickway and a barn burner at Fairborn, only up 70-0 at the half.
It's running clock times two.
I would think they would just say they were going home.
Here is Anna, 20-yard line, first and 10. Short pass, middle of field, Zach Ambus, spinning, catching. Down he goes at the 32-yard line. 2:43 left in the third. Another score by Coldwater, yeah, and we've got a running clock here tonight.
Right, and Lormie trailing Eden at the half, 8-7.
8-7, Eden, E-D-O-N, up in Williams County. Very good Division 7 club, leading Fort Lormie by a point at intermission. Here is the quarterback, Siegel, giving offensive backfield. And like a battering ram, the runner for Anna's hit once, twice. Down he goes. Justin Richards, minimal gain. New line of scrimmage at the 35. Second down, five to go. In there on the hit, Tanner Mullenkamp for Coldwater. Anna rockets Pier to the sideline. Opposite side of the field for the play call. Scoreboard clock reads 2:04 to go here in the third quarter, and timeout has been called.
We got a player out there getting his cramps. They're stretching his leg out.
Right. 35-7 Cavaliers, two to play in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
2 minutes, 4 seconds to go in the third quarter. 35-7 Coldwater over Anna. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, one of our fine underwriting sponsors. Solid wood kitchen cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers available at Jackson Center Pro Hardware on East Pike in downtown Jackson Center. Over 20 colors and styles to choose from. Save over 50% compared to the big box stores, plus 11% off. Receive free cabinet handles and knobs with your purchase. Also, delivery $49. Free in-house measurement. Two locations now in Jackson Center and in Greenville, Ohio. Call Darren Yankst at 937-596-6360. That's 596-6360. Or text him at 330-524-3984. Text Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 330-524-3984. Jackson Center Pro Hardware with professional deals. 2 minutes, 4 seconds to go in the third quarter. Clock starting to run. Anna faces a second and 8 in their own end, down 28. Carter Siegel in the pocket. He's running out of time, running out of time. He's saddled with a loss. Coldwater can put the heat on now, Chuck, all at once.
Right. Well, I mean, again, coverage. He looked down. He went through his progression. He looked at three different receivers. You can't hold them out any longer than that. I mean, the line still did a nice job. Nobody open.
Chuck, I thought this Coldwater team was big, strong, and very fast a year ago. probably as good this year as last year's state championship club.
Well, they have designs on putting back-to-backs out there, and they got the talent to do it.
Yes, certainly. Third and 13, Siegel in the pocket, flips left side of the field, coming back toward the line of scrimmage. The receiver, he's got it, but shy of a first down by 7 yards. Mason Carey snared it, but well shy of the first down. And let's see if Anna elects to punt from its own 36, facing a fourth down and at least a half dozen yards to go.
Out there going for it.
Anna going for it. Last 30 seconds, third quarter of play. Anna hustling up to the line of scrimmage in a bit of disarray. Siegel in the pocket, 8 yards behind the line, dancing, jittery feet, fires left side, receivers on the ground, no good. Coldwater takes over within 30-some yards of scoring again and turning this game into a running clock affair.
I have no problem with them going for it. A punt there is just nothing. I mean, 42-7, 35-7, not a lot of difference.
A punt is giving up the game.
Well,
you know, you've got to go for it for certain. This Coldwater team, as I look at assistant coaches for the Cavaliers up here in the press box, would appear to me to be every bit as strong and as fast as last year's club, which beat New Middletown Springfield for the state championship. Let's see if I get a reaction. They're smiling. It is blasting game, trying to turn the corner near side, upset, lost a couple or three. It was a jet sweep by blasting game. He lost three on the play. Third quarter closes. Cavaliers 35, Rockets 7, all Coldwater. This juggernaut of a club, ranked number one in the state of Ohio, according to the AP in Division 6, is way out in front on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Well, we're back at Anna with Coldwater having the football, second and 13 from the 38-yard line to beginning of the fourth quarter, and this is basically the third quarter was all Coldwater.
Well, Anna should have taken care of that second quarter, Chuck, with two or three touchdowns. Yep. Didn't get it done.
Well, they definitely should have had two, and they didn't score either time.
Missed opportunities by the Rockets in that second period for sure. Coldwater en route to a sizable win, up 35-7, looking for more. Dellinger, flat pass, offensive backfield, blasting in behind the line. Hop, step, and a jump over the 40, down to the 37. Minimal gain, and that's going to set up, what, a fourth down for Coldwater?
Third down and 11.
I'm sorry, third down. I was anticipating a switch in numbers on the scoreboard, and it had already been posted. Cramps again, affecting an Anna player. Well, if you missed it, I spoke a moment ago about Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Solid wood kitchen cabinet, soft closed doors, 20 colors and styles to choose from, big savings, delivery just $49, free in-house measurements. How can you go wrong? Two locations, Jackson Center and Greenville. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, call Darren Yinkst at 937-596-6360, 596-6360. Thanks so much to our fine underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. And they include Osgood Bank. So many thanks to Osgood. located in Osgood and Chickasaw and Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom online, securecom.com. The pros in protection. And Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Thank you, Barker.
Fort Loramie up 21-16 now in the fourth quarter.
Oh, boy. Man, the Redskins played some tight games on the road last week in Indiana. This one almost in Indiana and Michigan.
Yeah, and then went to Newark before that.
Yes. Coldwater with a 3rd-and-11, 35 of Anna. Dellinger being harassed, being pursued in the offensive backfield. Nearly a sack, late throw, numbers near side on the ground, trapped on the play by Meyer down around the 22 or 23. Fourth down coming up for Coldwater.
I don't know how he got out of that pressure to even get a pass off. And it hit him in the hands. I think the pass should have been caught.
I tell you, Dellinger has really come into his own as the quarterback for Coldwater. 6'1", 6'2", you're right. Just his sixth game as the QB at Coldwater. Didn't see snaps at that position a year ago. Nearly a motion call, yep, procedure on an offensive lineman for the Cavaliers. It'll be 4th-and-16.
That was Evan Homan, and he's too big to get away with that. They're going to see him.
I tell you what, I've liked Dellinger running the ball tonight. He has lugged it with determination. He's got strides. He's got strong legs. He's a fullback on wheels sometimes. And, man, can he heave the ball a long way.
He throws with a lot of accuracy on that deep ball.
Yep. He puts it spot on. Needs a big play here. 4th-and-16, 40-yard line. Dellinger in the pocket. Dances forward. Skips out to the left. And he's going to run with it just as we talk. There goes Dellinger down the sideline. Green shirts in pursuit. They won't catch him till he gets to about the 12-yard line. What a dash by Dellinger of Coldwater.
Wow.
Just as we talked about the running ability, this innate, intangible, of spontaneous scampering out of the pocket, boom. There goes Dellinger off to the races.
That all was designed. All the receivers, the rollout was to the right, and somehow he avoided three Anna Rockets around him. And when he got to the outside there, there was no one close to him.
At 6'1", 6'2", he's strong, and he's so evasive and elusive. Well, when play resumes, Coldwater will set up shop down around the Anna 13 or 14. 11:22 to go in the fourth. Points here would make it a continuous clock game. Players down suffering from cramps. We got timeout, Chuck, for an elongated break. 35-7 Coldwater early in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
It is second down and 10 for Coldwater from the Anna 14, and the Cavaliers run it outside left tackle to the 10, the 5, end zone, touchdown. Coldwater bursts on top 41-7. Was that Fullen?
Yeah. No. That was quarterback.
It was the quarterback. Dellinger kept it, faked it to Fullenkamp, and this drive has been led down the field by Coldwater's QB, Reese Dellinger. Boy, he's been motoring with those legs.
That was a really nice play call right there.
Thanks to Ken Barhorst, the four-decade sports editor, Sydney Daily News. Wow, what a job he did. He set the bar so high. What he did for Shelby County sports teams and athletes and coaches and fans during those four decades, amazing. He has just fed us a score. Fort Loramie is down 24-21 to Eden, E-D-O-N, up in Williams County. Fort Loramie on the road tonight, trailing by 3, 24-21 in the fourth quarter. PAT Coldwater is good. Continuous clock now as the Cavaliers lead it 42-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Yep, Coldwater has racked up its sixth touchdown of the night to lead it by a score of 42-7. Anna had all kinds of chances in the second quarter to make this a ball game, a test for Coldwater. But the Cavaliers not being denied this evening. Close calls the last 2 weeks for Coldwater, and they are pummeling Anna tonight. Here's the return of the kickoff by Justin Richards from the 10, and he rips to the 25, first and 10 for the Green. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none for many years. Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Anna to the line of scrimmage in its own end at the 25. Deep drop, Carter Siegel, sprint out to the right, looks back, middle of the field, and a receiver frames up, looks at the QB, spots himself in the middle of the zone, and catches a perfect throw from Siegel out near the 50.
That was Richards, and boy, he did find a spot and a great throw.
Great communication, Siegel and Richards. Ball marked for play, 48 of the Cavaliers. First and 10, Anna. 9:43 to go, fourth quarter, continuous clock. Coldwater up 35 points. Siegel looking again. Fires short. Receiver's got it, 46. He's belted. Down he goes.
That was Braylon Dawson, and boy, he put a lick on him.
Ball caught by Anna in the flat, and the receiver was met right now.
Yeah, he couldn't even, didn't get a chance to turn up the field.
Anna's got to throw every play. Coldwater is taking advantage of that. Second down, 7. Anna shy of the 45. Siegel looking right, now middle. Happy feet. He's dancing around in the pocket, nowhere to go. Thrown for a loss. Quarterback sack at the 41.
That's Aaron Fortkamp, and I'll tell you what, he's making a bid to be my Clancy's player of the game.
Yeah,
he puts pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah, dynamite game by him. Splendid Night by Aaron Fortkamp of Coldwater. Is that 67?
Yes.
Yep. Line of scrimmage, the 45. Anna's got about 17 to go for a first down. Third down upcoming. 8:20 left in the fourth quarter. Richards in motion. Not a pre-snap foul. Long heave, Siegel. Left sideline, no good.
They're going to call that motion, so that it wasn't a dead ball. So they're going to decline this.
Coldwater will say no to the penalty, and Anna will have a fourth and 16. Clearly, Richards was moving forward at the time of the snap. I could tell that one from up here.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'll tell you what, Chuck, I think Anna's far closer to 200 yards in penalties.
They've had a bunch.
Than 100.
Far They've had a bunch.
Closer to 200 than 100. Probably 175 in penalties.
Yeah, it's probably the most I've ever seen a team get.
And I might be conservative in that count. We didn't keep track of that number, but it's way up there. Of course, that penalty is declined, and there have been a few declined. Well, if you factored in this one and the others that have been declined, it might be right near 200.
Right. Yeah, well, it's been a factor in the game when they were down twice inside the five-yard line.
Yep.
And had big...
Oh, yeah. Goal to go. At
yeah.
Two
they had it at the one time. Yep. Second and one, and then they got the penalty. Then they got sacked, and that took them out that time. And the second time they got down to the four, had another penalty, and kept them out of the end zone again.
Nothing stops a drive any faster than a five-yard penalty on third and goal at the two-foot strike.
Well, I mean, we're looking at 42-7, and I understand that people are going, hey, how are you trying to make this a close game? Well, it could have been a lot different both directions. Coldwater doesn't turn it over, and they're probably close to 60. And Anna, if they score on those two after they get the turnovers, they would have been tied at halftime.
I tell you what, this Coldwater team has got every bit the talent that last year's state championship club had.
I'm trying to find a weakness, and I don't see one.
And maybe several games earning a little more grit and determination from Coldwater. And that might enable this club to exceed the playing level of last year's team. This Coldwater club is loaded. Anna's got a punt on fourth down and 16 or 17 to go. It hits at the Coldwater 25 and bounds to the 30. And that's where the Cavaliers start first and 10. We got a continuous clock, and it should go pretty fast from here on. 7:04 to go in this game.
Well, the last time Coldwater came in here undefeated and number one in the state, Anna thumped them, but Anna doesn't have Bixler and Huelskamp like they had that year.
No.
And a whole lot of other players besides those two.
Tell you what, head coach Chip Otten for Coldwater had a lot of bulletin board talking points this week.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Number one and number two were, hey, guys, we had pretty close calls the last 2 weeks. We got to play better. 7-point win over Delta St. John. 2-touchdown victory over New Bremen. That game was 13-7 late in the third. And how about this for bulletin board material? Anna had beaten Coldwater two of the three previous meetings. Coldwater on a sweep. It is Luke Sutoff around right end. Sutoff is tackled hard at about the 35. Down he goes. 5 yards. It's going to be second and five after a gain of several yards. I may be mistaken. I'm sorry, it was 11. It was Herco.
Yep.
Funny spelling. That was a pronunciation I made sure before the game I knew.
And I let you say it.
Yes, Herco starts out HR. Nice run by him. Second and four coming up for Coldwater when play resumes. Continuous clock now winding down to 5:53 to go in the game. And a timeout called by the Cavaliers. That is one of the very few things that actually stops the clock.
It does. And what's going on is Coldwater's got all their backups in there.
Right.
And I think that they had some people that some were supposed to be in. There's others out there. So they called their timeout to make sure they got the right personnel.
Yep. Head coach Chip Otten altering personnel, putting reserves in at the moment. Coldwater's got this game salted away, 42-7, 5:52 remaining here in the fourth. Chuck, can we take a 30-second break?
We can.
Let's take one. on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7082. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, as we return to action, that may have been Brady Layfeld who ran the ball for Coldwater. 22, my mistake. Jack Ebbing, 5'9 sophomore, reserves dotting the field now for the Cavaliers. 5 minutes to go in the fourth. 3rd and 4 Coldwater at the Cavaliers 34. End sweep, and it's good enough for a first down and then some over the 40 to the 42. Coldwater will keep it. Braylon Harlemert on the dash. A 5'8 soft.
And they've got Braxton Howell in the game at quarterback now, and he is a 6-foot sophomore.
The play is nullified. Flag against the Cavaliers. The march off takes the ball back to shy of the 25.
Well, the officials hadn't been involved in a while. They figured they had to throw one.
Right. But despite the penalty, clock continues to run. We're down to 4:20 to go here in the fourth quarter.
That second quarter took long enough that it needs to be a running clock now.
Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. We'll alert you to our game next Friday night. It could very well be Riverside at Lehman at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. As we look at the Cavaliers for the first time this year, haven't heard any more.
I haven't seen a score on them for a little bit.
Regarding the Lehman Catholic Bethel game, that was at Bethel down in southeastern Miami County. Lehman was on the road tonight. Lehman played at Miami East, lost a tough one last week, was playing at Bethel tonight. The game started late because of an unusual delay. Coldwater just runs a play for a loss of a couple and is faced with fourth down, 13 yards to go, 3:20 remaining here in the fourth period, and it's 42-7 in favor of the Coldwater Cavaliers. Once again, so many thanks tonight to our radio station sponsors on WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. They include Emerson Wagner Realty, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, TC Sports and Design, and Sydney Tire and Best One Tire. Punt rolls to a stop in Coldwater's half of the field.
It was Carter Hicks that time that punted for the Cavaliers.
New line of scrimmage for Anna, 44 or 45 yard line. And when you have an exchange of possession, the clock also stops.
And then they'll crank it now.
Right. Again, so many thanks to the Family Resource Center. Based in Findlay, an office to serve you in Shelby County in Sydney. On the web at frcohio.com. The Family Resource Center, frcohio.com. We believe people recover. Check out the benefits and services of the Family Resource Center, frcohio.com. And Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. Thanks so much to Victrus in Anna. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy and Tip City, Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank, SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online, securecom.com, the pros in protection. Anna with a second down and 6, 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, ball resting at the 40. A new QB in for Anna. Back to throw. Sacked at the 49.
That was Isaac Schreier. Is that correct, Schreier?
New quarterback in for the Rockets. Toppled to the ground. Set back on the play of about 4. Third down upcoming. A minute 38 left in this game. Coldwater in front, but 35. Thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass, located in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection. The industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Your number one agency again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. The referees may have missed that when the quarterback for Anna went to one knee to recover the football, got up, threw it, incomplete. 1 minute to go here in the fourth. Anna with a play upcoming from the Coldwater 46. It might be the very last play of this game. Thanks again to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. That's the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com, and Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scorer's founding partner. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. And again, we salute Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. We will help you move forward. Running play, Anna turns the ball over on downs. Cavaliers possession at the Coldwater 46. Clock stops, 17.1 to go. Clock may be wound here in just a split second, Chuck. There it is. Coldwater will not have to run another play. That's going to do it from here at Booster Field in Anna. The Coldwater Cavaliers come into Anna and thump the Rockets easily, pulling away for a 42-7 blowout. Coldwater now 6-0 on the year, and the Anna Rockets, who had been 3-2, now drop to 3-3 on the campaign. Last 2 years now, Coldwater has defeated Anna after Anna had beaten Coldwater the two previous seasons. Brookins in Fort Loramie, fine sponsor, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie as well. Dan Eilerman Construction of Fort Loramie, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 498-7282. As I mentioned, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thanks to Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn and Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. And at Anna Riemann Drywall, drywall done right, the Riemann reputation, Riemann Drywall in Anna. And we say hello once again to Steve and Ted's. Steve and Ted's Services, located in Anna, one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Steve and Ted's got started about 18, 19 years ago. And Steve Hooker and Ted Burning have quickly built an excellent reputation for providing quality products and services at affordable prices. Steve and Ted's, your local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer. Chuck, Coldwater's the real deal. Number one in the state, and for good reason. This is not a strong region based on the computer. In Division Six, Coldwater should run away with this region by far and away the number one team in Southwest Ohio in D6, improving tonight to me and you both. It is clearly the number one team in the state in Division Six, holding on to that spot for another week for certain.
Yeah, didn't watch the didn't have really any weaknesses. They did turn the ball twice in the second quarter, and that cost them offensively. They did a great job defensively of keeping the Rockets from putting it in the end zone. They ended up when 42-7 was the final. 335 total yards for Coldwater, 210 for Anna. Anna actually had 13 first downs to 12, but Coldwater, second half, absolutely dominated the game.
Chuck, we knew the wideouts for Coldwater were very good. We knew the flankers, the receivers were dynamite, big, fast, strong. I knew the quarterback was good, knew the offensive line was good. Tell you what, the quarterback and offensive line are better.
Yeah,
better than we thought. This team's the favorite to win it all in D6.
Well, Luke Sutoff runs the ball hard, reviewing tackles.
Yep.
They just don't have any real weaknesses.
Our Clancy stars of this game.
Well, I'm going to go, obviously, for Coldwater. It's going to be Jesse Meyer. He was just terrific the entire game. And I think for Anna, I'm going to go with Carter Siegel. I mean, he hung in there, ran for his life some, found open receivers, actually played pretty well in a 35-point loss.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
42-7, Coldwater wins over Anna. I want to let the radio station know I misfired. I've got a two-minute radio station break coming up. Should have been right at the end of the fourth quarter. We are going to take care of that now in the postgame. A two-minute radio station break. Final tally, 42-7. Cavaliers beat the Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Bruschi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.com.
As we return to Booster Field in Anna, we remind you the final score again, Coldwater 42, Anna 7. I understand that Fort Loramie was beaten late in the fourth quarter, 24-21 up at Eden. 24-21, Eden beats Fort Loramie. Redskins dropped to 2-4. Anna now 3-3. Road game at Versailles next week gets no easier for the Anna Rockets. And Coldwater is playing at St. Henry next week. Chuck, did we hear a final score on New Bremen Versailles? Any update?
I asked, and I haven't seen one yet.
Bryant, Versailles did win. It was a tight encounter at Versailles Hole Field.
24-19
thriller. Versailles Tigers over New Bremen at Hole Field in Versailles. Nothing on Lehman Bethel.
I've not got that. I'll ask if they can send me that.
Game got off to a late start. Piqua all over Fairborn, 70-0 early in the third quarter.
Ended up 77-0.
77-0. And nothing on Sidney Bethel. Fort Loramie did lose a heartbreaker, but 3. Wow.
Yeah, they said that they got stopped on at the 3-yard line on fourth down.
And got stopped 1 foot short of the end zone on a 2-point conversion for victory up right at Newark Catholic.
Yeah, they absolutely are snake bit.
Rugged, rugged schedule, to say the least. Again, next week, Anna at Versailles, this Coldwater team, which has got to be the best team in Ohio in D6. If there's a better team, Chuck, it's going to be hard to find it.
Yeah, I agree. They're outstanding.
Keep abreast of our website, scoresbroadcast.com. We will update you on next week's contest. It could be Lehman hosting Riverside on Friday at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Again, thanks to our radio station sponsors on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, Emerson Wagner Realty, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, TC Sports and Design, Sydney Tire, and Best One Tire. For Bryant Billing of the Sydney Daily News, who is with us in the press box right now, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats and Color, and for our online audience, our radio station audience, I'm Jack Kramer, saying good night from Anna, Coldwater 42, Anna 7 on scoresbroadcast.com. This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.